Prosecutors argued Meta knowingly put profits before the protection of children.
The conduct, as I said, was repeated again and again over an entire decade in a kid's life. That's forever. That it was done and made with knowledge that serious harm would result, and it did.
We believe the evidence has shown that Meta works incredibly hard to protect users, including teens.
In accordance with the civil penalty instruction and the instructions as a whole, how many willful violations did Meta commit by engaging in unfair or deceptive trade practice? The jury's answer is 37,500.
Big tech critics hail big tobacco moment in landmark social media verdict against Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Google, intentionally being addictive and depressing and controlling. Yeah, and parents let their kids do that. I'm not defending big tech, but once you go down this slippery slope of, oh, the way they did it, yeah, and you let your kids do that. Give me a break. What's sick is Trump doesn't have Elon Musk on his new big tech board. He's got the good guys off the board and has put his arch enemy, Zuckerberg, on the board and a bunch of other garbage. And people are like, oh, there you are, throwing Trump under the bus again. Zuckerberg got $400 million to create the databases of dead people and illegals and all that to steal the 2020. Okay, fine, I love Zuckerberg if Trump says so. Got Todd Blanche, a Democrat, run the DOJ. This ain't good. And I'm going to bet you about it. Meta must pay $375 million for violating New Mexico's law in child exploitation case.
Companies have been very effective in using something called Section 230, which is a law in this country that protects the companies who have social media from being liable for things that their users post on the site. What these two cases focused on is how the company manipulated the algorithm and developed products like Infinite Scroll in order to give kids an addictive product that would keep them on the site and keep them coming back. And what ended up happening is those kids would use those addictive products and then ultimately have suicidal thoughts or potentially body dysmorphia, or they'd be getting unsolicited messages from child predators. And the company is knowingly, according to documents revealed in both of these cases, understands that this is a problem that they have. And both juries found that they did not do enough to stop this. So again, a huge landmark here, not for the dollar figure, but for the significance of the rulings.
Government shouldn't be involved in the First Amendment. We shouldn't have internet IDs. All over the world, they're bringing internet IDs. They're protecting kids. Hey, you put the parental controls on or don't let your kids on devices. Control what you give your kids, folks. It's not the state's job. Because Zuckerberg's a predator preying on your children. Blackburn's Trump America AI Act repeals Section 230, expands AI liability, and mandates age verification. No, it's the AI Dictatorship Act that Trump tried to get passed before he got back in office. Republicans did, but he pushed, and then he signed an executive order on that makes big tech and AI above the law. Nobody can sue them. Congress can't. Local legislators can't challenge them. Citizens can't sue them. And then the executive branch can let AI do whatever it wants. It's Congress has created the AI liability protection dictatorship bill to enforce Trump's executive order that is wrong. That's the real headline. Overhyped. This is some good news. New polls suggest Americans are shunning AI as a breaking news source. They're rejecting it. They don't want it. Well, I don't just believe polls. Oh, I like the proof. The biggest video generating tool is no more. Is the AI bubble bursting? ChatGPT has shut down its AI system because not enough people are using it. It costs too much money, and it's a failure. People are sick of it. U.S. bans foreign-made consumer routers over cybersecurity concerns. I told people decades ago China has all these remote control kill chips and everything. Now it's all admitted. And then it just continues. Apple forces U.K. iPhone age checks in iOS 6.26.4. Yeah, the U.K., Australia, they're all making Apple and other companies do age verifications. Hey, then adults have to do it. And now it's Internet ID that in the UN Gates-run standardization will be used for the cashless society, the social credit score, the grid. So people are like, don't you want to not let kids look at porn? Yeah, if you're dumb enough to give your kid a phone that doesn't have parental controls, you should be thrown off a bridge. I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine, nobody else has it. It's next level. And ultramethylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria of the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available at DallasTheStore.com. The very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you gotta do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. DallasTheStore.com to get T3 now available. And methylene blue at DallasTheStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with Rex Jones. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Rex Jones, and we're marching through the week. We're on Thursday today. It's April 2nd, 2026. Let's talk about what's going on. So the thing that we were all waiting for yesterday with bated breath, and I mean all the commentators, all the old heads that I like to follow on Judge Napolitano, they were all out there theorizing and looking at strategies and having, you know, like the meme where like the math numbers go around the guy's head. That's what everyone was doing, but we should have known what to expect as the illustrious crew made the meme yesterday, which I think was so great, a complete nothing burger. Right. And this is what we deal with. This is what we face every time we want a serious answer from our president about what's going on in the world. What's going on with this war? Why are we doing this now? Declaring victory is not an answer to that question. Saying that we've destroyed their military is not an answer to this question. It's actually not a very complicated calculation to make. Trump, we just want you to tell the truth. We just want you to tell the truth. And everyone's expecting you to at least lie now, but to lie about the topic at hand, to lie about the subject. You're not doing that. You're just doing greatest hits. We're all out of nothing burgers. Let's throw that up there again. That's beautiful. We love that. We love that. I really like this format, this meme format of me and Tim. They also got one of me and him selling 1,000-year mortgages. You gotta love that. But we got the latest tweet from our dear leader, from the illustrious president. He woke up this morning and chose violence, of course, on Iran, on the innocent civilian populations around the world as well, but on Bruce Springsteen. Now I want to make heads or tails out of this. I'm going to go ahead and read it to you, and you let me know what you think. Bad and very boring singer Bruce Springsteen, who looks like a dried up prune, who has suffered greatly from the work of a really bad plastic surgeon, has long had a horrible, incurable case of Trump derangement syndrome, sometimes referred to as TDS. The guy is a total loser who spews hate against a president who won a landslide election, including the popular vote, all 7 swing states and 86% of the counties across America under Sleepy Joe and the Dems. Our country was dead! And now we have the hottest country by far anywhere in the world. MAGA should boycott his overpriced concerts, which suck. Save your hard-earned money. America is back. President DJT. So there's actually a lot to look at here. Let's keep this up here on the screen for a second while I parse it out. So first off, Bruce Springsteen, didn't he do like a podcast series with Obama? So this is not Trump's guy. This is not Trump's camp. This isn't somebody, quote unquote, leaving MAGA or fake MAGA. This is a old beef that matters to absolutely nobody other than the president. But the president, instead of, you know, making things better for us or ending the war, or at least telling us some truth about the war and about what's going on, the president has chosen to focus on this instead. And keep in mind, every time he says it, he says, we're the hottest country in the world. We're the hottest country in the world under Sleepy Joe Biden. Well, the same exact stuff is going on right now. And while you won a historic mandate on bringing jobs back, economic recovery, ending the wars, the reason why people voted for you, it's not being affected right now. It's not being put into effect. You're not doing the job that we elected you to do. So we sit here in that, and we have ourselves a question. Well, what are we supposed to believe?
Are we supposed to believe you? Well, we clearly can't believe you. Are we supposed to believe the Democrats? We clearly can't believe the Democrats. The time has come to leave the two-party plantation. The time has come for us as Americans to actually have independent thought about what we do and the media we consume and the world we live in, right? Because the world we live in is a lot bigger than these talking heads, a lot bigger than these people in general. I want to go ahead and go to Brent crude oil prices. They've officially surged over $110 a barrel. And this is the thing that everyone on the internet, everyone online says, oh, it's transient. Trump's going to figure it out. It's not a problem at all. We got this, and then this morning, we got it spiking over 110, 110 and 7 cents. Crude oil surpasses 110 a barrel. So that's where we're at today. And you look at that, that's going to completely derail any chance of an economic recovery. That's going to hurt people, not just here, but around the world, particularly in the global south, particularly in West and South Asia, East Asia, places like the Philippines specifically, places like Japan, places that are phenomenal allies and are very subservient to the United States. They're being having their back broken right now, and they're looking for help, and there is no help, and all help would be is ending the war. And listen to this. Here's the thing. I thought we lived in a first world country. I thought America was the greatest nation in the world. It's so nice. It's so incredible. No one else has a standard of living that we do. Come to find out, we're dying sooner. We're more stressed out. We have lower quality of life, lower standard of living as the years go by, as the years go by. Now you can't even fly. And flying has already become prohibitively expensive. I don't fly for that reason. I don't want to buy a ticket and spend like $400 trying to go to Georgia or whatever, or maybe even more money. It doesn't make sense for anybody that's not at least like professional business class and has to go from their job to other states and other regions, right? For the average person, like for vacation, for example, it just simply doesn't make any sense at all. Why would you go on a vacation where you fly on a plane, where you could road trip, where you could carpool, figure something out? So used to be we didn't have to worry about things like this. Used to be we had the dollar menu. Used to be we actually had a society with some hope in it and some upward social mobility. And I haven't even talked about the Trump speech just yet. Let me check myself on the clock real quick. Okay, I got plenty of time. I haven't talked about the Trump speech yet. I'm going to talk about it a little bit in the third hour with Joe Biggs, because I want to get his takes and his opinions on some of the things that Dear Leader set up there. But really, the claim that he's making is like, this is for America's security. It's for America's security that we're doing this. I've seen numerous other clips of him as well saying it's for your children or your grandchildren's future. This is what we're supposed to believe. It's an investment, just like a 1,000-year mortgage, right? Like, why isn't that a great idea? You know, make your descendants pay your debt. Why not instead of you? Well, that's called collective punishment. It's called collective punishment. He's basically saying, you all, the American people, you must foot the bill for this because it is Valorant. It is the righteous thing to do. I think it's pretty clear we all completely reject that. And going from that into my next point, I was thinking about this last night because I did this stream with Anthony Graffio. I was live for about 2 hours. We reacted to Trump. We also reacted to somebody else that bashed my dad online. It's a Twitter beef, so I won't bring it to the American Journal this morning. But what does it mean to be a professional broadcaster? What does it mean to be a political commentator? What does it mean to be somebody in media and politics? Well, it means that you have to defend your positions, okay? And you have to have these positions built out to the point to where I feel comfortable, even though I am not as talented as some and not as informed as some, I know that what I'm saying is true. So me knowing that even though I'm imperfect, what I'm saying is true on the basis of being anti-war, pro-humanity, pro-human freedom, pro-civil rights, if I was to go debate somebody that was against those things, then I know I would crush them quite easily, right? Because it's not me having to be fancy, me having to be a trickster, me having to, you know, figure out the word games like Ben Shapiro or Josh Doyle. You don't have to trick people. All you have to do is like, the truth is like a lion. It fights for itself. So all you have to do is reveal that truth to people. And you got to embody that in your positions, I think, in political media and just politics in general. And this person comes after my dad and says he's spewing Democrat talking points because he's worried about Trump's health. Trump looks sick. Trump has the swollen ankles. All that, that's public. We can see the photos. And It's just, it's this emperor has new clothes, or emperor, not emperor's new groove. I'm thinking of Disney. It's the emperor's new clothes narrative where, oh, you're just not sophisticated enough to see the garment. The garment's actually dripping with diamonds and rubies and encrusted with gold. You can't actually see it. Spoiler alert, there is absolutely no garment. So these people online that defend the administration, and they'll even mock people like us, they'll call us doom pillars. They'll say we're doom pilling. They'll say that that we're leaving Trump behind. We're using Democrat talking points. What happened to us? It's like they act like we have like terminal, like, you know, not even a normal disease, a fake disease. Like the people in The Last of Us, they act like we have like the cordyceps mushroom infection or something. They're like, what happened to you? What happened to you, Alex Jones? What happened to you? And it's like, well, your entire political career has been all about supporting Trump for day one. I've got a newsflash for you. We were 1776, far before we were MAGA. And MAGA, for a time, meant 1776 values, and that's what we thought that we were backing, because you are someone that is just in it to sell the hats, the merch, the whatever, because you are that guy. You look at what we're doing, because it's based off principles and values and Americana and freedom and liberty, and you go, what's that? I don't know what that is. Like, it's crazy. Why are you behaving that way? It'd be like, you know, if you're a normal person, you see Superman flying around, you're like, hey, why is Superman flying around the sky? Well, you're Superman too, bro. You can fly around in the sky too. You can speak truth to power. You could be an effective agent in the information war. You can fight for the values of freedom, justice, truth, and liberty. And isn't that an amazing adventure? Isn't that the adventure that we all want to take every day? Well, that's not the adventure that you're taking. The adventure that you're taking is the AdSense money is real good. The merchandising money is real good. My current status in life is comfortable. Why change anything? Why criticize the wars? Why criticize the genocide? Why not back the administration, right? And I just got to say, like, maybe you should be doing reaction videos to Jake Paul or Andrew Tate. Maybe you should be doing, you know, dating videos or red pill content. Maybe that's more your speed. Maybe you should take a step away from the big boy table of real politics media, what's happening now, the zeitgeist of culture, and you should step back to something that's more comedy, more humor. Yeah, watch another man hit a hookah, suck on a long phallic device and commentate on that. Maybe that's more your speed. Maybe watch a guy e-pimp women online. Maybe that's more your speed. Because you can make conspiracy videos about that. You can make current events videos about that. And you don't have to worry about the scary political opinions because, hey, we get it. It's not the safest thing in the world to speak truth to power and to talk about these things. But I got a newsflash for you, buddy. I got newsflash for you, Jeremy. It's the world that you signed up for when you started doing this type of media. I won't use the C word being content. You made the decision. It is on you to come debate me on the war room. All right. And this is just me being friendly, me being honest. I will not use a single ad hominem attack. I will focus on whatever position on defending Trump, defending the war, defending the administration, saying there's more good come out of the administration than bad. Whatever milquetoast fence-sitting position you want to take, I'm happy to argue it. I will be respectful. I will be professional. You can do a full five-minute coffee plug on the network, which has hundreds of thousands of viewers. Okay, so you're literally, by saying that I'm a nobody, by saying that I'm an ankle biter, you're turning down a lot of money or the opportunity to have a lot of people see your brand. All right, and this is why we do this. I thought we sold the product so that we could do phenomenal shows and give people the best information. Do you just do some sort of show to bait people into watching your stuff and kind of getting stunlocked into it? That's not cool. Let's have a real political discussion. And that's enough on that topic, but it just goes into the caveat of Trump and the nothing burger that we saw last night. I mean, you'll see these things. And maybe we can find it on Twitter. Gunther Eagleman, just type in J.D. Vance, new photo or portrait. You'll find it. These people now are so desperate for any kind of win, any kind of victory, that J.D. Vance will take a new, like, portrait photo. You know, like they have, you take, like, your portrait photo that they use for everything else, like official photos and whatnot. And Gunther Eagleman, Eric Doherty, all these people online, They're doing somersaults on it. They're doing tricks on it. They're going crazy because that's the only win that we have anymore. And why do we have to accept that? I truly believe that if this propaganda machine was to be dismantled overnight, and we were to wake up in a world where all these people had like the scales removed from their eyes, or their hearts were unhardened, or they just, I don't know, they realized the money wasn't worth it anymore, and it was more worth it to live in a complete and functional society. If they actually woke up and started criticizing the administration, I think you could get the people, the mindless people that are just stun-locked into believing white rabbits the administration releases. I think if you broke the propaganda machine a little bit and just made these people consider rational thought and made them defend their positions like I want Jeremy the Quartering to do, I think we could beat this. I think we could break this. That's what I want to see. So if you're interested in seeing that type of thing, stay tuned to more of my broadcast, The American Journal, when I'm on The War Room, and of course, The Gray Area Show, which airs Thursday and Sunday, 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Now, what do we have next, guys? What do we have next? Let's take a little look at the document here. I got a ton of great articles today. Let's go to this. This is just a minor story, minor blip. And do you believe it's real? Do you believe it's fake? I don't know. NASA launches moon mission. Let's go to the Reuters article. Okay, this is the Artemis 3 mission. They're going to the dark side of the moon to go look at it or something because they want to put a data center there for Grok or whatever. And I'm not saying the rocket's fake or anything like that. I know the rocket go up in orbit or whatever. But you have to ask yourself, when you look at the original moon landing footage, and maybe we can get some of the original moon landing footage up, it looks a little ridiculous. Okay, it looks a little silly. It looks a little goofy. You have the flag blowing, and there's no wind because there's no atmosphere. You have the people kind of hopping around like they're on strings, and apparently we were able to do this in the 60s and 70s, and we haven't been able to do this up until this point. Today in 2026, but they're up there. They're up there in the sky. So whatever you're doing this morning, whether you're drinking coffee, working out, going to work, playing with your dog, hanging out with your wife and kids, you have these people up above your head. Isn't that interesting? Like, how expensive is this? This is a good question. How much money did this cost? Were they like, well, we're going to do the $250 billion. We're going to do a quarter trillion for the Iran war, another quarter trillion for the Iran war. And we've already done another quarter trillion for the Ukraine conflict. Why don't we just throw some people up there in a tube? Why don't we just like throw them up there into the sky and see what sticks? Why not? So I just
they hit the firmament, bro.
Yeah, the firmament broke. They went through the glass ceiling. They broke the wage gap as well. So very interesting stuff there. NASA launches moon mission. Now we got this. Strippers spill beans on deployment dates. Now this is a tale as old as time. One of my favorite World War II American propaganda posters is like, or phrases is, "Loose lips sink ships." All right, now you can think about that and interpret that more ways than one. But the key thing being, like, it's very obvious, like, when you're drunk, if you're a Marine or a soldier or whatever, you want to seem cool to the girls or whatever your persuasion is. You might tell them about one or two little military secrets. And I just got handed a beautiful stack right here. Thank you so much. Loose lips. And look, they literally got it in the article title. Has this stripper revealed Trump's Iran invasion plan? Exotic dancer says U.S. troops are spilling secrets and spending big. A stripper has revealed that U.S. troops are sharing top secret deployment dates while she doles out lap dances. As Donald Trump gears up for a bold invasion of Iran, ooh, this is a good one. This is a good name. Charm Days, hello, a San Diego-based stripper with nearly a million followers on TikTok, told her army of followers that gloomy gunmen, this is good writing from the Sun, I like this, gloomy gunmen have been spending big ahead of their deployments to the Middle East. San Diego, of course, is home to the largest U.S. naval base on the West Coast, having Navy SEALs and much other people that could be used to seize key oil terminals on Cargo Island. Somber soldiers have been putting Trump's strategic mission in jeopardy, apparently, by mistaking her for their therapist. She says, "Something I've noticed lately is that all the military guys are coming in and they're spending all their money," Day says in TikTok. "It's sad. They're kind of depressed. They're like, oh, yeah, we're going to have fun. We're getting deployed next week." Days goes on to describe the soldiers as kind and soft-spoken, making the experience all the more emotional for her. "To see the young guys who look like my pinky toe, like fetuses," weird language here, "coming in and then dancing with them," she says, "it's making me emotional. It's effed up." The video quickly went viral with viewers getting an inside look at the toll of bracing for a deployment to the Middle East. But others pointed out that these troops were blowing operational security and putting Trump's bold invasion plan at risk. PSA, don't tell your adult entertainer you're deploying, Marine officer and influencer Kagan Dunlap posted on X. You got to remind your folks, don't talk to your barber about when you're deploying. Don't talk to your adult entertainer about deploying or when you're leaving or what you're doing dates, the times and locations, because they don't know any better. They're going to post a TikTok video about it. Around 10,000 U.S. troops, including elite Marines and paratroopers from the 83rd Airborne, are surging towards the Middle East as a U.S. military backup intensifies. I take back what I say about the sun. Are we writing a real article here? Are we being serious here right now? Serious time, proofreading time, editor time. Who is the editor at the Sun? I want to know this. Trump has said a peace deal will probably come soon, but warned he'll unleash total obliteration if Iran refused to accept his ceasefire deal. Well, what do we think about that, guys? Do we think that's interesting? Do we think that that's cool? I mean, we already kind of knew it already. We're all kind of headed towards this slow motion train wreck, dumpster fire, car fire, whatever you want to call it. A 20 car collision. That is the Iran war, and it's only getting worse. More cars are just entering into the morass of bended and twisted metal. Now, I want to go to this one last story before the break here. Data centers causing huge temperature spikes for miles around them, studies suggest. Oh, well, you're going to pay more for your electricity. You're not going to have as much running water. You're certainly not going to have heating water. That's for the people that live in District 1 or in the Capitol. That's not for you, peasant. That's not for you. It's not allowed. But the data center will also cause a huge temperature spike and make your area unlivable. You know, maybe the global warming narrative is to cover up for this. Maybe they always knew this was coming. The entire world would be like the outside of this studio or something where it's all toasty because of all the machines or computers. The researchers found on roughly 8,400 so-called hyperscalers, the term used to describe data centers of incredible size that offer cloud computing and AI services, their construction has surged in the past decade, blah, blah, blah. Lost my place here in the article a little bit. Where does it talk about this? Okay. The effects were local but far-reaching. The researchers found the temperature increases were felt up to 6.2 miles away. God forbid you live around any one of these places. I mean, you're going to grow a third eye or something. Though they dropped off with distance, in all affecting more than 340 million people. CNN's coverage notes that the trend held globally. Mexico's burgeoning data center hub in Baijiu saw an uptick of around 3.6 degrees over the past 20 years, as did Aragon, Spain, itself a new hot tub for hyperscalers. Experts are curious about the findings. We need to confirm it. How about this? How about we didn't consent to having these things built everywhere? The AI, we didn't need it. Okay, just like all the people that came here, the 20 million people over the past 5 years. We didn't need 20 million people. We don't need data centers everywhere. We were living before ChatGPT. We can live after ChatGPT. Something's going to have to be done. Because this AI tech sector bubble in the economy is going to pop because of the Iran war stuff that we discussed, because of the energy crisis and ongoing energy demands. There's not going to be the means to power these things the way they want to do it. They want to run everything on a meter, including quote unquote intelligence. So they're going to have the ability to use like 2 million, 2 billion, 2 trillion probably. The computing power that you, the mindless ant citizen vassal, using ChatGPT to write bad poetry for you, it's going to be a gulf that you can never cross. They're going to have factories everywhere, citadels everywhere. In the olden days, as a symbol of power, the Lord would have a castle. Now these people, these techno-feudalists, they have their data centers, they have their Silicon Valley empires. It is absolutely disgusting. We're going to talk about this more, and after this, after the break, we're going to cover even more hot topics. Thank you all for being here with me on the American Journal. I really appreciate it. If you want to give me a follow on X, I'm Rex Jones News with a Z on Twitter. I love you. I appreciate you. We're going to be right back with all the hard-hitting topics and breaking news points you want to see covered.
My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us.
Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. You don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt smarts, how iodine has increased America's IQs. Starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 15-20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke, in the 50s. They said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical-grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. Now, I've been telling you this for decades. So they have major studies, but now here it is. CIA declassified research. The human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information that the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer, but they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document. The potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. We've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, but even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation. Total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you fill in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect, but it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get our ultra methylene blue and the new T3 that's even better than the next two. The same formula, but stronger. Exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
Like 8, 9, 10 years old, originally coming here to this office for the very first time. Now, I want to give people a little bit of background here. The studio I'm sitting in right now is considered to be Studio C. Studio Joe is the main new studio my dad uses right now. The Harrison Studio, Studio B, the War Room Studio, of course, is the classic 2016 Alex Jones Show studio. But if you were a newer viewer or listener, even a newer viewer or listener, if you're coming from the time of Trump, it all started in a room way over there which is the original low definition radio talk show iconic studio, which we all know and love so much. So for me, getting to see the journey of this place, getting to see the evolution and eventually being here at the point we are now, it's just always such an incredible honor to get to be here on the show with you guys. And I really just to the viewers, listeners out there, I love you. And we're all info warriors. We're all in this family together. Now, I want to tell you guys about the new rolling sale right now. It's up to 40% off NAD Plus, Shilajit caps and gummies with the amazing fulvic acid, MK Ultra, the nootropic mineral blend, and then Atomic Defense, of course, incredible product that Chase Geyser helped to formulate. Up to 35% off. Colostrum and Life Force, you're going to want to consider that deal. Those are both really phenomenal products. And up to 30% off iodine tincture, methylene blue tincture, methylene red tincture. They go perfect together as well. And the creatine powder. And here's the thing. We still have the Faraday bag bundle. It's still in stock. That's a $500 plus $600 value, really. It's chock full of supplements, America First gear, limited edition gear. The bag is amazing, phenomenal as well. I think it's got the trench knife in it. It's got the massive sling blade dagger in it. So if you've ever wanted something like that, if you want the items that are in the bundle, I really think that's going to be the deal you want to consider. So with all that being said, I want to get into the next story here. Let's go ahead and throw up this image of Mark Levin. Let's go ahead and throw up the meme. You know what I'm talking about. This is just, if you're a viewer, I know you're going to appreciate it, because this is basically what's going on in the country writ large, because these people like Mark Levin, Lindsey Graham, whatever you want to call them, I love my dad's old terminology. They're psychic vampires. It's what they are. They feed off negative emotion.
I'm Mark Levin. I don't like Jesus. I like war and death. I decide who lives and dies. Me, I'm in charge. I'm number one. I'm Mark Levin.
We all love that. Don't we? We all love that. Well, we don't love that, sadly, because it's running the country right now, and it's a serious evil spirit that needs to be excised peacefully, nonviolently, lovingly, really. We have to do it with love. We have to get dual citizens with foreign loyalties out of our country in reality and out of our politics at the very minimum. And when you look at what's going on right now, I want to show this. A lot's being talked about of Trump and King Cyrus and the Book of Esther and all of it. Well, there's absolutely no reverence for Christianity or the Lord anymore with this administration. I was playing clips on my show last night of Paula White and Trump, and even Trump talking by himself. Trump says, you know, they call Jesus a king. They call me a king, too. And it's just it's pretty unbelievable. But to think about on the eve of Easter, on Good Friday, the high likelihood, the thing everyone's talking about, of a military invasion onto another country, boots on the ground. Let's hope and pray and put faith in God that it won't happen, and pray that cooler heads prevail, because all the experts I've seen talk about it just agree it ends an unmitigated disaster for us. Even if we take it, they have to be resupplied. They're constantly vulnerable to getting hit. Those are our men and women. Those are our armed forces. And look at this demon. Look at this demon from hell. Mark Levin says, perfect speech. Perfect speech, Mr. President, because the president said nothing and just is perpetuating the forever war now. Mark Levin is a big fan of it. I'm so sick of that. I'm just so completely sick of it. Let's get the Good Friday ground invasion article up. Is Trump planning? Let's see the article title here. It's archived. My bad. Yeah. Is Trump planning a ground invasion of Iran on Good Friday? And here's the terminology that they use, and this is why I like to use establishment sources. I forget who used the quote. It was someone that's like, hey, like, well, you're a really independent thinker. Why are you subscribed to all these different news, magazines, publications, you know, or propaganda? And the guy says, well, I like to see through the cracks, and that's what we're doing here. The president's weaponized unpredictability. It's like the five-year-old's weaponized unpredictability to, not want to learn how to read. Is destabilizing the Middle East and the world, but there's a growing feeling that it is a ploy to buy time. To buy time for what exactly? Like, there is no buying time. The longer we stay involved in this operation, the sooner that we don't pull our military bases out and leave, which is what we should do. It's what we elected Trump to do. Or at least that's what we thought. Anyway, maybe that was a bit foolish on our behalf, but you know, this is what it's all about. They're playing a montage right now of strikes, of missiles hitting, of American military power. That's what it's all about, right? You know, everything you see, like that could be a hospital. That could be 100 schools. That could be 10 buses. That could be, you know, a million meals for children. Oh, no, we can't have that. Oh, no, you know, that wouldn't make an impact. You know, it's just a drop in the bucket. Ah, $17 billion to build the wall. Who's got the money to do that? Certainly not the federal government. It's just, it's so disgusting. It's so disgusting. Now let's go to Trump commando plan to seize uranium. That's an article as well. That's another really good article. Trump commando plan to seize uranium, because this is what we've heard Lindsey Graham say and Mark Levin say now. So we know it's central casting programming for these people. They go, there are specialized units going down there that are trained to seize the enriched uranium. Well, how are they going to seize, you know, 1,000 pounds or however much they have of the enriched uranium? It's all in canisters. It's all buried in these underground nuclear missile drone cities that are, it's just like, it's like the final boss level of any video game ever played times 100, where you have one HP and you're all going to die. It's not possible. I don't care about the discombobulator. I don't care about the weather weapon. I don't care about the laser beam, the direct energy, whatever you're going to say. They have probably, you know, 50,000 people ready to die defending that stash. They're all lined up blocking the door for you to do it. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And we see these strikes, and, you know, a lot of the talk is that the bombing has been, you know, largely indiscriminate as well. And like, they're hitting things on the ground that may be decoys, that may not be legitimate targets. The bunker buster bombs, what's the crew telling me right now? Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Thank you, crew. These are the bunker buster bombs. Let's play more footage of this. It's actually very cool to see. Sad to see, but it's cool to see at the same time. It's what we paid for, right? We're footing the bill. We might as well watch the tape on the pay-per-view, right? So, yeah, mass destruction. This is the only thing we're good at. The only thing that we can create is death and destruction. And that's really not cool to me. And the reason why you see people gathering around alternative political candidates, whether that's a James Fishback we're having on tomorrow, whether that's a Thomas Massey or, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, although she's not a politician anymore, she's left. But all these people are going to run again. Okay. If you have the right position because you're a political opportunist, I'm still going to back it. He's like, we got to have a change here in the country. And the person that realizes that, hey, I can be the next president of the United States as long as I embody this ideal, because the people, the vast majority of the people, know that war is evil, that death is evil, that murder is evil. They don't want others to be killed. But we're in this death cult now where, you know, like a fourth of the population thinks that we have like mandate from heaven, like a traditional Chinese emperor or like a god to do all this stuff. And that's a very Western idea. It's a very American idea that we have the right to go and do these things to other nations because, you know, we haven't had to pay for it yet. Well, spoiler alert, we're starting to pay for it now. That process is beginning. The Global South, BRICS, SIPs, all these new methods of making payments in yuan for oil, making payments for gold in yuan, all these things. The New World Order is being set up. And ultimately, America is the one that's ushering it in, but is the one that's going to be left out in the cold once it's all over. And you're going to see countries like Russia and China really ascendant here in the next 20, 30 years. And that's not me being unpatriotic. I love this country. Screw China, screw Russia, America first, all the freaking way, man. Like that's, I bleed red, white, and blue. I love this country to death. But you have to be real about what's going on. We've been deprived of our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness by a government that wanted to degrade all of that soft and hard power. Now, we got the article here. Risky commando plan to seize Trump's uranium came at Trump's request because he thinks it's a movie. All right, because he watches those missile attacks. He thinks it's a movie. Go back to the article real quick. He spent too much time at the cinema. A plan briefed to Trump last week to insert ground forces to remove Iran's nuclear material would be a very difficult endeavor of a type never before attempted in wartime. Can we scroll down, or do they paywall us? Are they bastards like that? Okay, the U.S. military has given the president a plan to seize nearly 1,000 pounds. I was right. Okay. Of highly enriched uranium in Iran that would involve flying. They're going to fly in bulldozers. They're going to fly in bulldozers on Chinooks and building a runway. They got to build a runway for cargo planes to take the radioactive material out, according to two people familiar with the matter. They also have to shield it and wrap it in lead and concrete, and they're going to get sick and they're going to get messed up. And it's just, it's a suicide mission in the true definition of the word. It's like a movie. Let's throw it up one more time. I want to keep reading it because you see a lot through the cracks with these official articles. Trump's request for the plan, previously unreported, signals his interest in contemplating what would be an unusually sensitive and high stakes. Yeah, it's never been done before because it shouldn't be done. Special operations mission. The administration's consideration of such an operation was first reported by the Wall Street Journal. And it goes on to say, we can cut away from it now. That's okay. It's just like, Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. The administration says Iran cannot not have a nuclear weapon. They have nuclear material. We have to take their nuclear material. And if you look at these events in isolation, you might be able to build an argument, but you can't look at these events in isolation. Who did we kill in the initial strikes? The Supreme Leader. What did the Supreme Leader do in 2004? He passed a religious order, a fatwa. It's a crime against God for them to have or to make or to use a nuclear weapon. We killed that guy. We killed that guy's, we killed that guy's son's wife, daughter, niece, I believe, other family members as well, a ton of relatives. And now the Ayatollah's son, another Khamenei, they weren't even able to get Khamenei out, really. Another Khamenei is in there. And even though he hasn't surfaced or hasn't made an appearance, I think that's because he's bunkered down. That guy's never going to be willing to make a deal with us. And of course, Who has more incentive in the world than that guy to want a nuclear weapon? Do I want them to have a nuke? Absolutely not. Hell no. I don't want any nations to have nuclear weapons. I don't want Iran to have a nuke. I don't want Israel to have a nuke. I want total nuclear disarmament. I want non-proliferation. That's what I believe and stand for. I'm anti-war on all accounts. I think any use of unconventional weapons, whether they be chemical, whether they be nuclear, whether they be psychological warfare operations, those are the most evil things that you can do or engage in. And the people that are victimized by that are all of us around the world because it's been normalized. So we sit in this now and we have to think about where we are. We've got the Iranian president and he writes a letter to the American people and he basically says, like, our problem is not with you. Maybe we can go to that. I believe that, yeah, it's Iranian president letter to American people. That's Reuters. Reuters, Iranian president says in letter that Iran harbors no enmity towards ordinary Americans. Ah, isn't that interesting? And of course, it's paywalled. We love that. I'm going to have to subscribe to more news services soon. I'll get the full letter for you maybe in another show. Okay, we got it here. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian has said in a letter addressed to the American people that his country harbors no enmity towards ordinary Americans. He said in his letter that betraying Iran as a threat was neither consistent with historical reality nor with present day observable facts. And that's being reported by Reuters right now. And this is the thing we see. The president is their head of the civilian government. Of course, the supreme leader is more like their commander in chief than anything. He's the head of military operations and the supreme authority of the country. But he doesn't usually weigh in on day-to-day politics. That's left up to the republic part of the Islamic Republic. So we look at this and we're told these are like evil, rabid cavemen that want us all to die. And they're just waiting to, they have a space program and it's all, they're laughing at us because they want to use the space program to build intercontinental ballistic missiles. And they want to be able to nuke every city, every major city in the United States. It's what Netanyahu says. That's what Trump says. That's what Rubio says. It's what all the people, that's the parroted talking point. I've watched documentaries about Iran. I've met plenty of Iranians that are actually from over there and I've talked to them and universally these people are, they're not rabidly trying to, you know, murder every single American in the United States. They don't want to do attacks on the mainland. They don't want to do this. Why would they? It would mean they got nuked. It would mean that their country is over. It would mean that they would live in Mad Max world for the next 4,000 years of their empire. So you have to ask yourself the question, who benefits in the scenario of Iran, quote unquote, having a nuclear weapon? Or trying to get a nuclear weapon, trying to obtain one, being on the path to get one. I'll rephrase. The only country that benefits from that is Israel. And you go, huh, well, how does that work? Well, Iran is a signatory to the NPT, to the Non-Proliferation Treaty. If they were going to make a nuke, or maybe have already started to make one now in response to the initial war of aggression, the illegal war of aggression, they would have to renege and resign or back away, withdraw. That's what I'm looking for from that treaty. Israel, not a signatory to the NPT. Israel has like 80 to 200, possibly even 300 nuclear weapons, and they are looking for an excuse to use them. Jonathan Pollard, I played the clip numerous times, the Yom Kippur War, we threatened them, being the Israelis threatened the Americans, that they were going to use unconventional weapons on the people attacking them unless they got arms shipments, and the arms shipments started the next day, as Jonathan Pollard talks about. This is the reality. And when they say, oh, they can't have the nuclear weapon, we got to send Navy SEAL, Green Beret, Ranger, Delta Force, whoever, to go take it because, ooh, it's so dangerous. Oh, it's so dangerous. It's evil. They want to kill everybody. Well, There's a nation in the Middle East that already has a nuclear weapon. It's already threatened to use them to kill people. It's threatened them and used them to make the United States bow in submission and get them what they want. It's on video, on tape. You can go watch. Just type in. Literally, all you got to do is type in Jonathan Pollard to X and you'll find it. It's just, it's these double standards, man. It's this hypocrisy that I can't abide it. And just getting back to what I was saying in the first segment with these people that literally what they do is they take their camera, they take their cell phone, they set up their tripod in their backyard, they point it towards their fence and they go and they sit on the fence and they go, I'm sitting on a fence. Welcome to the show. You don't get to do that when there's war going on, man. Absolutely unacceptable. Craven behavior. You must make a stand, make a position. You're selling American flag merch and stuff like that, talking about Americana and freedom and liberty. You're doing the thing that we started doing like 30 years ago, but in the spirit of grifting off of the MAGA cult. Really? Make Israel, make Iran great again? Seriously? And here's the thing. I'll use leftist term. Silence is violence when it comes to this. You have to tell the truth about it because there are little kids being burned right now in a war. And that's what it all comes down to. Look at that nuclear history. Oh, we just ignore that. And they play cutesy about it. They do the tap dance and say, oh, we don't have the nuke. Maybe we have the nuke. Oh, okay. That's enough of that. You know, maybe I want to save this for the next segment, but you know, I'm going to go ahead and get to it now. I want to play Danny B, Danny Bongino, because Danny Bongino, we were talking about Massey a little bit beforehand. I was referencing him. Danny B, Danny Bongino has Ed Gowron overhead shot, please, on his show. And this guy apparently has received over $6 million from AIPAC. How is this number real? Because we'll look at some of the payouts for people that have gotten AIPAC money, be like 50 grand, 250K, whatever. This is a House candidate. This isn't a Senate race. Let's get this up there. $6,712,277. How does that even happen? Like what's going on? What's going on there? How do you get that number? I mean, it's over 6 million. That's quite an interesting figure there, but let's go ahead and go to this clip because just like I talked about that other guy, the quartering, you know, doing the show where he sits on the fence. Dan Bongino does a show where he's just got two giant buckets and he keeps going over to the water spout and he's got to just keep carrying water for the Trump administration. These metaphors, like that's what these people are. So let's watch it. Let's watch the tape.
Happy to welcome to the show today a congressional candidate. He's got a lot of excitement behind his campaign nationwide. Ed Gowron running for Kentucky, running for District 4 in Kentucky. Ed, welcome to the show. It's really great to have you.
Good morning, Agent Bongino. Good morning to the viewers. Thanks for having me on.
It takes a lot of guts to run. So, you know, win or lose, I congratulate you putting your name on a ballot in such a public manner. You know, good for you. That's the process.
Motto of the 22SAS, who dares wins.
You got to take a chance. I mean, sitting in the side of the ring throwing popcorn at the two boxers is, you know, the kind of cheap seat stuff.
Here we go.
I don't like that.
All right, pause it. We must pause it. We must come back to me. Okay. Mr. Danny B, Mr. Bongino. Here's the thing. This is why I'm a political commentator. This is why I do media is because I can't help myself but watch all the clips of these people. This is a line Bongino loves to use. And when he initially came back, the first time he did his podcast, he said this as well. And, you know, the people, you know, like to throw popcorn in the arena. And there are two guys in there that are sparring hard and going at it and having the engagement and being tough and being real. And he's talking about the people throwing popcorn in his weird 62 IQ liquid brain analogy. The people throwing the popcorn are the people in media that are covering political events. And the people that are in the ring, in the arena, are the, like, warriors or whatever, the politicians that we're supposed to fawn over and worship. But in his initial example, the first time I watched the show verbatim, you can go check it and quote me. He says, the people in the ring that throw the popcorn at people sparring in there. Yeah, it's sparring. It's not a real fight. It's a choreographed play. It's a choreographed game. And why are you talking about people throwing popcorn in the arena? If you become a popcorn thrower, why did you become a popcorn thrower instead of being VIGA deputy director running the FBI, man? And the guy goes, well, Agent Bongino, I'm happy to be on your show. He ain't no agent. He a popcorn thrower. Can we get a thing of him throwing some popcorn, maybe? Let's go back to the clip.
Or not. So, Ed, you're running for the seat. It's garnered national attention. You're running against Tom Massey, a multi-term congressman in a Republican primary. You know, why are you running? You know, tell us who you are, your experience, and why the voters should pick you.
Well, thank you for the question. It's really pretty simple. The president asked me to meet with him on 17 October, and he basically made a challenge to me to serve my nation again. When I signed up in 1983, when President Reagan was rebuilding our nation after the failed presidency of Jimmy Carter, these were the words in my head. Faith, family, freedom, duty, honor, country. And Dan, I took a look at what's going on around the world, and I evaluated what is the way I could have the most impact for our nation's national
security. Okay, all right. This guy's got the charisma of like an old leather boot. I get that he could probably still kick my butt and kill me because he's special forces or whatever. I acknowledge that, but hey, it's a free game for me to criticize you. And if you're getting in politics, these people that can't talk, what is going on here? The guy looks like Hitler and Voldemort had a baby and they threw a wig on it, and he's on the Dan Bongino show talking about military accomplishments and whatnot. Hey, we're tired of war hawks, bro. We're tired of everybody that's like, oh, I went to war, it's so great, just like Dan Crenshaw. Dan Crenshaw comes back missing an eye, and he wants, you know, thousands, potentially millions of other Americans to come home missing eyes and missing limbs because of the endless wars that he supports. We're tired of this. This is not... having this experience, this credential, and I'm going to talk to Joe Biggs about this in the third hour. I want to get his take on it. Having these credentials and using them as a shield to be like, I deserve political office. I'm a wind-up toy for the admin, but because I'm special forces, it's okay. We don't accept that. You're a civilian and a citizen just like everybody else engaging in the political process, and you're carrying water for the administration. Play the rest of it.
Typically, people will vote on, in a Republican primary, can kind of be a red line between candidate A or candidate B. How do you feel? I know you're a strong Second Amendment supporter. I've seen your campaign material, but how do you feel about constitutional carry? It's a big issue down here in Florida. Thankfully, it's spreading.
Okay, we don't need to hear about gun rights. Good job. Dan Bongino supports constitutional carry. We support constitutional carry, too. You know who's not going to support constitutional carry? The Democrats, when they get in and crush us in the midterms and in 2028 because of the failed policies and failed administration that you carry water for and support. You say, oh, well, that's a different issue. That's a different issue. No, it's attached to the central pillar of the promises made, promises broken. It's everything. And that's going to mean people won't come out to the polls for you. People like me that were anti-war will come out to the polls for you. And I'm a big Second Amendment voter. That's basically like single issue domestic policy almost for me. But if you're telling me that we're going to enter World War III apocalypse world, then I'm not motivated to go vote for who Dan Bongino tells me to go vote for. Yeah, he's throwing popcorn in the arena. Oh, he's very serious. Oh, my God. They're throwing popcorn in the arena. I'm Dan Bongino. I'm a tough guy, you know. I'm from up there in New York. I was a Secret Service guy. Yeah, the kung fu, the karate kick, yeah. Yeah, that's how I beat up the person that said they were going to release the files. I said, you don't do that. I work for the government. I work for the government. I work for Israel. I mean, it's just... it's clown world, folks. I've heard Owen say that on his show more and more recently, and I have to agree. This feels like peak Biden, blue hair, whatever, but 10 times worse because it's our own people. I mean, what has gone on? What has been done to these folks? We're going to cover that and more coming up into the break. I just want to remind you guys one time, we got that rolling sale. If you want to try NAD, which is an incredible longevity, mitochondrial health, DNA thing, NAD plus 40% off your rolling sale. AlexJonesStore.com. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com for the best supplement deals.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up, go to the UN's own website, they admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this out, sort of put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultra methylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland in reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Well, we've got the best, methylene blue. And I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealexandstore.com. It's T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexandstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexandstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things, libido, stamina, energy, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexandstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
It's 9 a.m. time, and I was just thinking about how are we going to start this hour. I think the best way for me to do it is to do what I've been doing daily, but now on camera. Good way to keep myself honest, too, is to take my daily dose of Power Plant and Methyl Drive. Now, these are the two products I created on thealexjonesstore.com. They're designed to work in concert with Methylene Blue. Power Plant is kind of the new version of Super Male Vitality, Super Male Vitality 2.0. And then Methyl Drive, of course, has the PQQ, the CoQ10, magnesium, the methylation, B vitamins as well. It really is the ultimate stack. I got this big handful here. I'm going to take it now. Pure power, pure energy, pure focus, pure vitality, Power Plant, and Methyl Drive. But I took that now. I want to reveal to you something about these products that's very interesting. They are made to be taken with Methylene Blue directly. So nothing else is really formulated to do that. If you want to check that out, that's the Power Drive bundle on the alexjonesstore.com. Now, let's get back into the news. What's been going on with Prince Andrew? Former Prince Andrew and Peter Mandelson, major update as CPS, and that doesn't mean Child Protective Services, I think, issues Epstein's statement. The Crown Prosecution Service, that's what it's called. The Crown Prosecution Service is providing early investigative advice to two police forces amid ongoing inquiries into Lord Peter Mandelson and Andrew Mountbatten of Windsor. What a name. Well, of course you're going to hang out with Epstein. Andrew Mountbatten Windsor's links to Jeffrey Epstein. The Crown Prosecution Service is advising two police forces amid their probes into Lord Peter Mandelson, Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. The CPS said prosecutors are providing early investigative advice to the Metropolitan Police and Thames Valley Police, who are separately carrying out inquiries into Lord Mandelson and Andrew's links to sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Uh-oh. A CPS spokesperson said, "We can confirm that we are now providing early investigative advice to the Metropolitan Police Service regarding the force investigation into a 72-year-old man, and will continue to liaise as requested." I think that refers to Peter Mandelson. A little speculation there. "We can now also confirm that we are providing early investigative advice to Thames Valley Police in relation to a 66-year-old man." Let me do a little Google foo here really quick, a little Google foo, as Saul Goodman would say. Prince Andrew. Okay. Oh, 66 years old. Now, who would have thought that? And they play this game where they're like, "Oh, like, we can't release the details of the person that we caught." America, we don't do that. We put the mugshot up for everybody to see. What's going on here? Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, the former Duke of New York, and Lord Peter Mandelson, former UK ambassador to the US, were separately arrested earlier this year on suspicion of misconduct in public office in connection to the PDF file financier. They have since been released under investigation. Lord Mandelson was accused of disclosing sensitive information, trafficking in secrets, to Epstein during his time as business secretary. I assume that works for the government. The U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, released millions of pages of documents related to Epstein in January, with some of the pages showing alleged communications between Lord Mandelson and the sexual offender. Emails from 2009, which can be seen in the files, show Lord Mandelson, or appear to show him, passing on an assessment of policy measures and a tax on bankers' bonuses and confirming an immediate bailout package, just insider information he wasn't supposed to share. The emails appear to have been sent to Epstein after he became a convicted sexual offender. And yeah, that's a totally normal thing. You know, we have this guy, he's convicted of doing this horrible thing, even more things he's accused of during the trial. He gets a sweetheart deal, you know, it's normal. Let him run our charity. We'll give him insider advice about our foreign nation or about the American nation here at home. Totally normal, not to be questioned. People like Michael Tracy will tell you there's nothing to see here. I say when there's smoke, there's fire. This entire situation is just absolutely disgusting. We've known, of course, about Andrew for years. We're hearing now about Peter Mandelson, and we are seeing more action overseas, sadly, even though it's just a little bit of action, than we are seeing domestically. We really need the people in the files to be held accountable. And people will say, oh, there's no proof, there's no proof. Oh, how about you redact the names? Because I think if you hurt a little kid, then you're not a victim. I think that standard has to change in this country. Thank you so much. We are about to be back with the next segment.
I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue.
I know. Blue. I love it. This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town.
I know. I love it.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up
about it.
Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
You're watching The American Journal with Rex Jones. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the show. We've got a lot of time in this segment, and I was going to go into something that I've covered before, which was the Dave Smith, Adam Sosnick situation. But that's fluff, that sizzle. It's fun to talk about. There are meta-level discussions we can have based off of the flawed lines of questioning and accusations by Adam. But it's really, it's anti-war stuff, and we've already covered that this morning. We're going to get into it more later on in the show. Sorry to throw you guys a curveball here. This is in the rundown. When racism is a crime, Brazil puts a tourist on trial for word and gesture. Okay, this is what we fight against. This is what we rail against. This is why the protection of the First Amendment is so sacred, needs to be sacred for all future generations of Americans going forward. I oftentimes talk to people from other countries and the rag on America and do whatever. We are the only people in the world with like significant human rights. We're the only people in the world with the right to protect and own firearms. We're the only people in the world, basically. I know there's Switzerland, whatever, you can name some African nations, but by and large, as part of the culture, we're the only nation that's allowed to defend ourselves and the only nation that's allowed to speak our mind, the only nation that can trust as long as it's not a criminal threat, as long as it's not defamation. You have the right to say whatever you want. You could flip off the president and tell him, F you, who cares? And there's a landmark civil rights case, and I often point this out. And this was a real genesis for me of the idea of what civil rights mean on both sides and why you have to have an equal standard and why I'm so passionately pro-humanity and pro-liberty at the end of the day. I took this class called Intro to Law in I think it was like sophomore year of high school. And oh, I'm losing my point now. Let me focus in. I gotta focus in. Racist. Oh. Thank you so much, crew, for reminding me. So I'm taking this class. I'm taking Intro to Law. My teacher, Clint Walker, shout out to you if you ever see this. I love you, man. You're my favorite teacher that I ever had. This guy, super smart, highly intelligent, both a lawyer and an engineer. You don't hear about that too often. Both sides of the brain, this guy was really proficient in. But he went over a landmark case where the ACLU defended the KKK. And you ask, well, how would the American Civil Liberties Union, like the liberal really leftist organization now, why would they defend like a neo-Nazi racist organization? Well, It was free speech. The KKK wanted to march through a town of Jewish people, of Holocaust survivors, with signs protesting them, saying bad things about them, whatever. But no calls to violence, a public street, walking through, organized protests that they had a permit for, right? The ACLU defended them. We used to live in a country where the values and the virtues of the First Amendment and the principles of our Constitution and the framework within mattered more than people's fifis or people's mentality about things or whatever. The law was the law. But you look around the world, you go, oh, this place is modern. Oh, this place is great. Oh, did you know in the UK, if you say something bad, they're going to throw you in jail? If you say you don't like somebody, you know, raping your daughter, they're going to throw you in maximum security for 2 years. You say you don't want to pay for immigrants' health care. Literally, you don't want to pay for immigrants' health care? Boom, 2 year jail sentence. We see in Australia, of course, oh, you went to organize a COVID protest. We're going to throw you in the jail now for 2 years. It's just everywhere you see around here in the West. But let's read the article here. I'm kind of pontificating a little too much. When racism is a crime, Brazil puts a tourist on trial for word and gesture. The racist gesture made by a white Argentine tourist towards waiter at Rio de Janeiro bar was captured on video and quickly ricocheted across the internet. The video, recorded in January by the employee of the bar, showed Agostina Paez imitating a monkey and uttering a racist slur as she walked away. In Brazil, the backlash was swift. She's a lawyer. She was arrested and charged with making a racist insult. Do we want to live in a world like this? Oh, Fifi's got hurt. Fifi's got hurt. You're going to jail for 6 months. You're not allowed to say the N-word. That's just going to make Americans say the N-word. I got a bridge to sell you if you think anything else. I'm not condoning that or endorsing that. But ultimately, you'll get people like Alex Stein, who goes to the city councils and crashes out and has a fun time, dresses like an Indian or whatever. That's free speech. And if you call it offensive, you say you can't do it, you say my dad can't say the N-word on Fresh and Fit like he did multiple times, then you are a totalitarian. You're advocating for civil liberties to be taken away from people. We are fighting for the First Amendment by being First Amendment absolutists. And look at what they do. They arrest and charge her with making a racist insult, a crime under Brazilian law. Now Ms. Paez, 29, faces a possible prison sentence of 2 to 5 years. See, I told you that number. That number is always correct. They're going to throw – bad dog! Bad dog, go in the crate. Bad dog. That's what they tell you. And they throw you in jail for 2 to 5 years. When you come out, you have to be a good boy and not be racist and, you know, ascertain to whatever the system wants. Interesting. Yeah, they blur her making the gesture. Look how Orwellian dystopian that is. Well, is the middle finger a racist gesture? I thought the middle finger came from the Roman galley slaves who had their middle fingers chopped off. Okay, focus on that all we want. Focus on that all we want. Can't solve the world's problems. You got to throw people in jail for speech. The case has captured headlines and fueled divisions between two neighboring South American countries whose governments have starkly different positions on race. In Brazil, which only abolished slavery in 1888, the case exemplifies the country's strong anti-racism laws, although pushed for this hard here in the 2030s. Let me tell you, when this liberal faction that regains strength, if we don't break the back, if we don't build a new coalition, this is what we face here in the country, which is why I'm such a passionate advocate against it, which are part of a long and continuing struggle for racial justice. It's a nice language to say societal control, a caste system, if you will, things you're not allowed to say, the removal of rights from the citizens. But racial, put quotation marks around it, racial justice in Argentina. Some, including conservative lawmakers, have come to Mrs. Paez's defense and have cast her as a victim of woke laws gone too far. Absolutely agree. And then we can read a description of the event here. She goes to the bar. We literally watched the video of it, so it doesn't matter. And a victim in Argentina and a symbol of racial justice. That's what the Brazilians say. She's a victim of the Brazilian state, says Lila Limon, an Argentine lawmaker and close ally to Milei, and they say they're pursuing a vendetta. Let's see the Orwellian language they use. In Brazil, a majority of black, well, I mean, they're not black, they're Brazilian. Like everyone, you got Indian Brazilians, you got Mexican Brazilians, you got white Brazilians, you got black Brazilians. If you're from Brazil, you're just a Brazilian. Like I watch enough MMA and UFC, you know, and PFL and all these sporting competitions. It's like, it's just, it's a new group of people. And that's cool. I love Brazilian people. They're awesome. But, it's definitely a new thing. It's not like people see black and they think of like American black. And oftentimes, like you talk to someone from Africa or someone from South America that actually take offense to that. They say like, hey, like I'm Afro-Caribbean or whatever term they would want to use. I just want to give clarification there. Now, Mrs. Paez's trial in Brazil has been celebrated as evidence that the law is being applied. This is a source of national pride. So if they go, hey, white boy, hey, white girl, F you, that's legal. But if it's against a black person, you go to jail for 2 to 5 years. That's draconian. That's Hitler. That's Nazi. They are Nazis. They are Nazi filth scum. They are Zionist filth scum. Even if they're not Zionist, they're operating in the spirit of it, doing ethno supremacy. That's what that is. We must reject all laws like this. This reminds me of the law that the Israelis have passed now. Ben Gavir literally popping bottles in the club, shoddy one a thug, Little Wayne style, lollipop style, after they passed the Death Penalty Act. That's ethnically specific. So if a Jew kills a Jew, the Jew doesn't automatically get the death penalty. But if a Palestinian kills a Jew, that's terrorism, death penalty immediately, no questions asked. And they say, yes, we have thousands of people lined up to be executed. They're like, yes, we got thousands of people here in Brazil that have said the N-word. We're going to punish them and send them to jail for 2 to 5 years. Screw these people. Hate these people. South America, you need to wake up. You need to, I would say, be more like Argentina, but Argentina is totally controlled by the Zionists as well. It's just a total disaster. Okay, I wanted to cover that. And again, why does this matter? It's a place far away. This is coming here. If we don't wake up and build a post-duopoly coalition that is anti-war, pro-liberty, and pro-human freedom, and pro-Bill of Rights, and pro-additional rights for humans, instead of taking rights from people, instead of passing cushy laws and using your HR language is a lie. And we all know that it's a damn lie, too. We want people to be real. We want people to be raw. We want people to make art, science, mathematics. Everything real comes from rigorous debate, testing, trial by combat. That's what human society is. They want to remove that ability from you. They want to push a state narrative. And they say, oh, it's only for racism. It's only for racism. It's only for racism. That's all it ever is about. It's called setting a precedent. Ladies and gentlemen, once they have this for one thing, they can apply it to other things. And newsflash, that's happening everywhere. Wake up and smell the roses. And again, I just darken back. And this is kind of a central theme for my show today, whether I like it or not. I can't decide what the show is actually about until I get in the chair and it's zeitgeist mode. And I have a greater theme I want to present to you guys. You got this guy like the quartering. And a guy like this has no actual political positions, but he's a political commentator. So people are going to come around on the left that we don't like, that are anti our ideals, but they will have real solutions, real political platform, be trying to build some form of coalition. And if all you got are guys like Jeremy up there sitting on the fence, then how are we supposed to fight against that? We're going to lose the country to people like that because of weak people like him. That's just a key point I want to make. Now, going on to another weak individual, and here's the thing, we're all weak in various respects. I'm not trying to be a hypocrite here, but this is just, if you can't talk, don't do media. Let's go ahead and roll clip number 3, Dave Smith buries Adam Sosnick clip.
And if you want to keep doing this, buddy, you could tell me to check the scoreboard. I'll run circles around you on this, dude. Check the scoreboard. Most unpopular war in American history going in. Check the scoreboard. 13 dead Americans and 150 plus other wounded. Thousands of innocents, including little schoolgirls in Iran, killed. Dead innocent Israelis. Hundreds of dead innocent people in Lebanon. Millions of innocent people being displaced, all at the cost of tens of billions of dollars and destroying Trump's coalition. Check your scoreboard, Adam. How's it looking for you?
Okay, if you haven't seen the full interview, Adam's only talking point, like a parrot that's like heard its owner say the F word over and over and over again. So, and the owner in this case would be PBD, and he's PBD's kind of pet parrot. You know, like, ooh, like Jafar from Aladdin. He's like the parrot from Aladdin. He's like Jafar's pet. But he can go, you think that America is a state sponsor of terrorism. You don't support the men and women in uniform. You don't support them. You don't support them. Okay, well, that's not an argument, man. It's not an argument to say you don't support the military. Of course you support the troops. We don't support the evil government that promised not to do this, that's sending people off to die right now. What did the crew say? I'm sorry? Did the crew say something?
The parrot was named Iago.
The parrot was named Iago. We have a new name for the parrot now. This guy is the parrot. Adam Sosnick is the parrot from Aladdin. Let's go to the longer clip where PBD, and here's the thing. This is so humiliating, right? And here's the thing. I'm honored and grateful to come on the network. Any criticism the producer gives me or my father gives me, I listen to it, I take it into account. But ultimately, I'm free to pilot my own ship. These are my own political ideas. We don't have to agree on everything. We do a damn good show. We present damn good information. Adam Sosnick, when he goes on the show, and Dave Smith rightfully calls him, he's like, you're Pat's guy, and I like you, but you're Pat's guy. This dude isn't allowed to have his own independent thoughts outside the network. You're going to watch PBD break that down because PBD sees him as, you know, he's running on the treadmill for him, and he's not running on the treadmill the way he wants him to run. He thought that he was being aggressive and disrespectful and that he had no argument. PBD, of course, is right that that reflects badly on him, but you literally have this toucan. Let's get that up there again. We love it. We like to have fun here. That's Adam. He's like, oh, I gotta defend the war. I can't stop defending the war. And PBD's like, don't be an a-hole. Don't be rude. Be actually professional. I can't be professional. I gotta just scream the same thing over and over again. Ah! All right, that's perfect. Let's go ahead and go to the PBD clip.
Adam, you were on Smith. You and Dave Smith did a debate together. On, what do you call it? On, Piers Morgan. I think that's the first time you were ever on.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the market has responded. And they've been, saying their thoughts on how it went, what you did, what was said. Dave has retweeted and, said something about, this is the end of Adam funeral. He made some comments that went viral. You've responded. You made some videos at him as well, but I just want to kind of get, because a lot of times from the audience, you have to know how this works. The audience sits there and watches and says, I know for a fact Pat prepped him and the team prepped him and this and this and that, and they don't know what happens. I want you to share with us, because the audience is curious, they're asking me, what is your impression on how you did on the debate with Dave Smith?
Well, despite what you think, I haven't listened or watched any of the internet comments. Zero. I don't go onto Twitter. I don't, check the comments. It's just not something that I do. Some people are messaging me on my neck. What do you think? I don't know. People are saying stuff. And I'm listening to a song.
He thinks he won.
Ain't nothing gonna break my stride. Ain't nothing gonna slow me down. And that's how I feel about this.
All right,
so they told me last minute, hey, you're gonna go.
All right. All I gotta say is the raped. All right. That's really difficult to, you gotta sing the happy song. We call that whistling through the graveyard because you know what's up. You know you lost the debate. Go back to it.
I'll debate Dave Smith. Listen, there's no doubt that Dave Smith is smart or wise or well-read.
Yeah.
The same thing could be said about when you debated a room full of 20 communists on Jubilee. They were all very smart. I was very impressed by all these people. But just because you're smart doesn't mean you're wise. Now, do I think Dave Smith?
He literally just called Dave Smith smart and wise. He can't talk. He can't remember what he said like 30 seconds ago or just 5 seconds ago. I mean, this is just embarrassing. Go back to it.
And capable, sure. Do I think he's funny? No. Do I think he's right? Definitely not.
I'm asking you, how do you think you did?
I think I did fine. My intention wasn't to play nice. So I went on Piers Morgan. I don't really have plans on going on Piers Morgan every single day. That's not my thing. It's a food fight every single day. Respect to Piers Morgan.
Pause it.
I wanted to make some...
See, it's above him. The reason why he crashed out and totally bombed out and made just a mockery of himself and let Dave Smith basically run him over with a cement roller, because, you know, it's a food fight. It's above, you know, he's in the rooms. He's doing business. He's got the big grand ideas. Well, newsflash, you really want to be a commentator. You really want to be a host, and you're not studying. You're not trying to get better, not trying to give yourself an education on how to do that. You're not trying to do these shows. You think you just walk on to do a show? I mean, the whole reason I'm doing a show here, doing a show at night as well on the Gray Area Talks on X, is because I'm trying to get better at it. These people, especially come from a business background, they think they can just go sit in a studio and defend the worst positions imaginable. Like being, this guy's pro-war. This is a pro-war guy saying that other people want to engage in a food fight. Being pro-war is the equivalent of like not being able to be potty trained. Go back to it. Oh, there's something painful. There's something painful about watching an excellent coach trying to help a talentless player. Absolutely phenomenal from Dave Smith. Go back to it.
You're right. I could be wrong. I don't care.
Okay. So
the problem is
you
this.
Said you don't care?
No, meaning like I don't care what the market thinks
me?
Of me.
Yeah.
I know what I believe. I know who I am. I know what I stand for. I stand for what America stands for. Dave Smith, what pissed me off, He continues to say that America is the greatest terrorist regime in the world. And that Israel is the greatest.
All right. He has no argument to the contrary. He just goes, it's outrageous that you say that. It's outrageous that you say that. Okay. Al Julani, Syrian head chopper, head of Al Qaeda in Syria. We lock him in jail for 5 years. We program him with the CIA. He comes out speaking perfect English. We make him essentially president of the country after we depose Assad. He has like 300 different terror cells that he has interpreters, Western interpreters that he uses to run them. He's a complete agent of us. He comes over to our White House. He shakes our president's hand. He's actively involved in killing thousands of people. That's just one of the hundreds of examples I could give you. Another example I could give you, Saddam Hussein. Who gave Saddam Hussein chemical weapons against Iraq? Well, that's a very easy question to answer. The United States government. So we think about these things, think about who the actual state sponsor of terrorism is. It's very clearly the United States of America. And for Adam to go, oh, that's so ridiculous to say, I'm making one side of the argument. You could argue that it's justified. We have to do it peace through strength, whatever term you're going to use. He doesn't even have that queued up to play in his mind. Let's go back to the clip now.
This terror regime in the Middle East.
So what? That's his argument.
Sure. That's his argument. My point.
Yeah.
Was that only 1% of Americans vote for libertarians. He's a hardcore radical libertarian. Okay. So when you wrote the book, Choose Your Enemies Wisely, you said, who's your enemy?
Yeah.
I said, I don't know who my enemy is. I don't really have a lot of enemies. You know me, Pat. It's a big difference between the internet and comments in real life. I walk around in real life. I have zero issues.
You don't have issues there. That's not the conversation
I'm
having.
The conversation that I was just basically establishing is that Dave Smith, as potent as he might be on a podcast, or even on Joe Rogan's for that matter, people don't support this guy. I support our troops. I support America. I support our allies.
I think.
I swear I need just like a transcriptor right next to me that makes it all text, because like you hear about what you hear the way these people talk. It's so stupid. It's breaking my mind. It's breaking my brain right now. What did he say about it? Wasn't initiate the conversation. That wasn't language he used. Crew, do you remember what he said? We don't have to rewind it maybe. Mystery. All right, let's rewind it like 10 seconds. Let's take a look here.
As potent as he might be on a podcast, or even on Joe Rogan's for that matter, people don't support this guy. I support our troops. I support America. I support our allies.
I think Joe's had him on 20, 30 times.
I wanted to go back a little further, but it's okay. I want to make the point while I can still make the point cogently in my mind. He's like, so I struck up a conversation about this. I initiated this. I said that he thinks this about America, about the terrorism, and Dave Smith gave his reasons as to why he thinks that that's true. And Adam doesn't even address that in the debrief of PBD. He just goes on to say, and yeah, people might think he's all smart and brave and tough, but when you got to him, he got ratioed and destroyed all over the internet, little bro. So like that's the reality of what's going on. Let's roll this again really quick.
With the guy or not, you know, Joe likes Dave, right? So the question you got to ask yourself is, from my perspective, there is issues, there is approach, there is what's next for you. When I look at everybody in a marketplace, including myself, I leave and I say, okay, how am I recreating myself for this next phase? What areas do I have where it's a leak for me? What habits do I have that I need to pay attention to? When we started building an insurance company, yesterday I had Lee Strobel on. We had a great conversation together. One of the guys I would study a lot was Billy Graham. And Billy Graham and his friends in 1948,
skip like 30
they came
seconds
out with something
of this.
Called
we
the Modesto
have to, we don't have to watch all
Manifesto.
This. We'll skip a little bit ahead, and we're about to go back to the video. It's just, here's the thing. PBD's trying to give him good advice. It's that Dave Smith tweet that he reposted. It's like, watch an incredible coach have to deal with a horrible player. It's one of the most tragic things ever imaginable in sports and politics, just in life in general. That's what we're seeing. You'd think, or if you have the opportunity to be around all these phenomenal guests, phenomenal hosts, PBD is a good host, even if I disagree with him on a lot, you'd think that you'd get better, but they have this arrogance and entitlement to think, I can do news media because I'm a businessman, I'm a professional in whatever field. No, you actually have to have convictions and be strong in your positions. Look who's in studio. Look who's in studio. I got, you gonna fix my jacket for me? You coming here to fix my jacket? Look who we got.
I can't do this to Owen anymore, so I can do it to you.
I love you.
You're copying my hairstyle, buddy.
I know. We look like twins.
Even though, I don't know. Are you sure you're my son?
Yeah, you know, hey man, they're saying I'm Bill Hicks's kid. What do you think about that?
Well, you're Bill Hicks Jr. then. Yeah. I'm proud of you. You're doing a great job, right?
Thank you. I love you, Dad. The great Alex Jones here in studio.
Mikhail Gorbachev.
Yeah, that people have been saying it. People are saying it's also the mark of the beast as well. All sorts of various theories online, but we love the people.
I got a little birthmark, but it's on the heel of my foot. Looks like South America.
Mm.
I mean, how many times you were a kid did liberals come up and say, does your daddy beat you?
Yeah. No, we'd be in like Walmart or like Walgreens and they recognize him and they call me. They go, is it okay? Do we need to call CPS? You've been beaten. I'm like, no, it's a birthmark. And it happens like once a month or once every couple of months.
Always go, hey, what's up?
Yeah. Well, people want to ask. You got a red mark on the side of your head. Yeah. But I've learned to accept it. Going out to break, go to thealexjonesstore.com. Support the operation. Get the methylene blue. We're both methylene blued up, aren't we?
Oh, big alarms.
Love you very much.
So, CIA declassified documents last week. Operation Artichoke to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it. I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62 that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public that's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these embendazole, fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell, and sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house where they put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger, pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultra methylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your doc chamber's on. Medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think of methylene blue? He goes, oh, I've been on this since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I went and did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue. With this water, I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealexjonesstore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexjonesstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells, the methylene blue. And iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
I'm going to go to the store.
3 in a few change seconds. We're going to continue talking about Adam Sosnick and PVD for a little bit, but I've got breaking news for you, a couple breaking news items, actually. We own the moon now. Benny Johnson has declared that we own the moon. Very important that we take a key look at this photograph here. It's a matter of national security. Benny Johnson, we own the moon. Isn't that cool, guys? Isn't that interesting if we can get that up there on the screen? Oh, we got the live shot? Let's see the live shot now. Oh, wow. Oh, okay. Well, you know, maybe we have claimed the moon. Maybe it is real now. You know, maybe we need to worship Moloch up there or something. That's quite interesting. Okay, so, like, here's the thing. If you're going to have a career in media and you do the ultimate form of access journalism where, like, whether you're a cat turd or Benny Johnson's nicer than cat turd, but still, like, you're somebody that gets to be in these places and gets to take these photos and whatnot because you carry water in one way or another for the administration. Shout out to him claiming the moon. I'm glad he's our grand vizier and that we get to do that. Let's go back to the clip of Adam Sosnick on PBD.
I said, okay, how do we want to build this company? It's very hard. So you gotta think about ways to improve. I'm asking you. The argument is one end, because I don't know if you focused on making I've seen you make better arguments with Bassem Youssef than you did with Dave Smith. I didn't see you making arguments on Dave Smith. And the reason why I'm doing this with you openly and I'm talking to you openly with you is there's an element of also representing where you're coming from, where the expectation is, hey, where do you go and be professionals? That's not how I handle debates. I don't handle debates that way. That's not my MO.
Right.
So if you're close to me and you're handling it that way.
So PBD, as like the owner of the network, the creator of the network, you know, I've come after PBD before. He glazed Netanyahu in that interview. I accused him of being under the table. I'm a free speech absolutist in the same way Alex Stein is. I'm going to say what's on the mind. I'm going to offer criticism just like I do with Tim Pool. Ultimately, even though I rag on him, maybe I am a little bit jealous or whatever. Maybe it is ankle biting. They are talented people. Tim Pool, even though he's bland in my opinion, is very talented, is analytical. And PBD, of course, he wouldn't be where he is today if he hadn't been good socially and a good communicator and a good broadcaster. He does a good show. He's been doing a good show for years and years and years. And here's the thing. If I was running around with an InfoWars shirt on, screaming in people's faces, F you, I am right, you are wrong, your position is evil, then my dad would say, hey, what are you doing? What's up with this? And I've graduated beyond that point because I don't feel the need to use expletives or things in my commentary to make my points, or at least direct them to people, ad hominem attacks, or just kind of logical fallacies like Adam Sosnick has engaged in. I want you, Adam, if there's ever any way that you're going to see this clip, I genuinely think you can perform better. I think you can do better. Let me tell you about some of the things that I did when I was about 8 to 10 years old. I would read Shakespeare. I would practice, you know, various classical plays. I would read things aloud. I would practice speeches from the founding fathers. I would learn about history. You need to take a community college course on world history. You need to learn about it. You need to learn about actual causality that isn't involved in some sort of like New York or Miami, like Jewish enclave of thought. You got to graduate beyond that. I think you can. I think you have the IQ for it, but the entitlement and the belief in yourself as like the grand architect of or arbiter of truth, that's got to go away. More of the clip.
Not my style. I don't do stuff like that. And Dave and I don't even agree on some of these issues. Mm-mm. But if I'm having a conversation, it's about what is this next phase. And by the way, the reason why I'm having this direct feedback with you publicly
is
for the following reason. This is how I roll, Adam. I will give you private feedback and have your back 100%. I've always been like that. This is why my guys like working with me, and they know how tough it is at times because I'm always challenging them. But if my private feedback that I'm giving doesn't land, and it feels like you have immunity to go run around and say whatever you want and keep saying, I don't give a shit what people say. I do. There's an approach to take about this game. I don't care that we have differences and debates. We push each other here and we have arguments and, you know, comment. I side with Vinny today. You know what? Today, actually, I side with Adam. You know, there was a couple moments we had where you had a couple clips of like they sided with you.
Pause it.
I think Adam's the point today. And I'm like, oh.
this is brutal. This is like a little kid that's not good enough to be on the team, man. It's like, oh, he caught the ball one time. He had some good points. Yeah, I agree with the other guy most of the time. Yeah, he had to. He came in. You did a good job, buddy. You finished the race even though you came in last. And here's the thing. Effort is good, and we want to reward effort. And like I said, I want you to become a good broadcaster. I want you to become a good orator, a good presenter, and just you lack that ability right now. We got to fix some core issues, and it's a core issue of respect. You need to listen to PBD. You are Pat's guy. Let's go back to it.
Okay, Adam had a point. And then, hey, Tom, no, I'm siding with Tom today. Pat, you were off today. No problem. But it's recreating for the next phase of what is that next phase for you. And that's a very important thing for you to be thinking about. I've had that conversation with him, recreating himself. I've had the conversation with him, recreating himself. I have the conversation openly with me on what I need to recreate. But for me, when I saw that, I'm like, you know, you brought up another guy from the past that beat Dave.
Hold on, pause it.
Great.
Pause it on the studio. Why would you do this? They had that legendary place with the locker room, with all the signatures. It looked amazing. Even if you have to move buildings, literally copy that entire set and just have that again. Why do people do this with the classic sets? I don't understand. I've watched so many great PBD episodes, and then we're watching them film something in a Foot Locker. It's an empty Foot Locker with a projection screen behind them. It's not even a series of TVs, which looks much better, and AV people know that. It's an LED wall. That's what they're telling me right now in the studio, and it's ugly as hell. Let's go back to the clip.
You know, you brought up a – no, there needs to be the Adam that I've seen debate that is prepared, he actually would have made some real good points there. And you – by the way, you've been a moderator for Zero Hedge with Dave Smith and what do you call it, Laura Loomer,
so
if I'm not mistaken. Is that what you did?
Yeah,
didn't you moderate? Yeah.
Yes.
And I was a pretty good job you did as a moderator. So, I don't know. I'm saying this publicly to say this next phase requires all of us to recreate ourselves, and that includes you in a big way. And I've said this probably 8 weeks ago, 9 weeks ago at that day.
PBD says that Adam Sosnick must remake himself in a, quote-unquote, big way. Just like everyone else, we all have to do it, but you have to do it specifically in a big way. This is a public humiliation ritual. This is pretty crazy. We'll play a little bit more of it, and then I want to get into this Trump clip. Another 30 seconds of this, please.
Dinner place we went to, and I was very direct with you.
Mm-hmm.
But you're cornering me to have to say this publicly to you right now. And you have to make a decision on what you want to do with this next phase. You got to recreate yourself.
Sure. Wow.
It's a very important thing. I'm being very respectful to you. And you had no idea that I'm going to go here this morning. You had no clue I'm going. And by the way, I intentionally changed today's business podcast.
Pause it. Never mind. All right, you know, we've had enough of it. I keep trying to do the freeze frame pause like Red Bar does because you can learn a lot in a still image of somebody's face. But, like, I don't know, bro. That reminds me of being here when I was a teenager. That reminds me of, like, how my dad would talk to me about doing a better job and not being so silly and so foolish. I mean, yeah, you got a lot to learn, buddy. You know, like some of us have been doing this a long time and, you know, you got to earn your stripes. You got to learn the ropes and you got to listen to your mentor when you can't fly on your own and you don't have an independent show, independent broadcast. It's not PBD and Adam. It's just PBD. So if you want that to change for real, if you actually want to get better, you got to put the work in. I recommend reading Shakespearean plays, reading speeches by the founding fathers, actually learning world history. The powerful Adam Sosnick. Now, I want to go to Trump, and I believe this is clip number 4. Trump mocks J.D. Vance for being formerly fat, because apparently J.D. Vance has lost some weight. Now, this is quite interesting. People say he might be on the Ozempic, might be on Retatrutide. The GLP-1 drugs, of course, suppress your appetite and make you not hungry, basically putting diet coaches out of a job. Let's go ahead and roll the clip.
Vice President J.D. Vance. I think J.D. is J.D. here. Where is J.D.? J.D., he's lost weight. He got a little thinner, and I'm looking for a heavy-set gentleman, and now I find a perfect-looking specimen. He's doing a great job.
Yeah, so in 2028, when you're running for president as J.D. Vance, and you got to play your highlight reel for, like, a campaign ad, a Twitter video, hype edit, whatever you got to do, it's just going to be clips of – maybe we can get this up here as well. It's just be like that portrait of him. One of y'all handed me the article, so I know you have it. And they're like, whoa, the portrait. It's a huge victory. Breaking J.D. Vance's new official protest just dropped, and it's going to send Democrats into mass panics nationwide. The Vance derangement that will be shown from this single photo is bound to break records. Okay. All right, this dog ain't going to hunt. This dog old. This horse is dead. There's no use on kicking it. The political campaign is dead on arrival when you support the war. And he got shoehorned into a position, whether he truly supported it or had to back the president, we don't really know. Everyone involved in this administration, whether it's Vance or Rubio, I really look at them kind of as like the new Jeb Bush. And you think about Jeb Bush. Who was Jeb Bush? Jeb Bush was the guy that was supposed to be president in 2016. Jeb Bush was polling at, I believe, 28 to 32% at the beginning, widely lapping most of the field. He's the guy in the middle of the debate. And as you watch it go on and on, as you watch more of the debates, he goes from the center over, 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 and then eventually off of the stage. And why did that happen? It didn't happen in isolation. It happened because of a formerly heroic man known as Donald John Trump. And Donald John Trump came on the stage and pointed out the hypocrisy and the disaster of the Iraq war and of Jeb Bush basically running on that platform and all the other Republicans up there that had supported that war, supported that conflict. He came in, he said, I'm going to be a wrecking ball against the government. I'm going to stop the disastrous foreign policy. I'm going to take care of America first. He said, America first. And someone else is going to go up there on the debate stage in the primary in 2028, and they're going to make that exact same declaration. And if they have a good enough track record, if they're interesting enough, if they're strong enough verbally, if they have the ability to create a combative argument, a compelling argument, a compelling legend to the American people, Giant Ear Rubio and Chud Vance are going to fall off the cliff just like Jeb Bush did. That's my prediction sitting here today. You can go, oh, Rex, you're not smart. You don't understand how politics works. You know, they're just going to elect the guy that gets the most backing. I've been watching this in depth since the second Obama election. I followed every single moment of election coverage since 2012. I've seen how the people feel about these corporate entities, these empty suits. And I got to tell you, public sentiment is on the opposite side. So we're going to enter into an era. We're going to have real politicians that want to actually deliver us change. And when you have the chudlets up there who are on Ozempic and are losing weight, and that's all they got, Trump pointing it out in a video and people laughing at it, or a new profile photo, a new PFP pic, that's all you got, it's not going to stand up against the scrutiny at all. Let me tell you that right now. I want to go to the Bongino clip now. This is another example of things that are going to fall off. I mean, this show is just going to cease to exist in 2027, 2028. I guarantee it. Let's go to clip number five, Bongino talking more crap about Thomas Massie.
And folks, it's a difficult conversation for me because I really believed in this guy. I did. I supported him for a while, even when, you know, him and President Trump butted heads. Been good on some issues. But I'm going to tell you something. I have never been as disappointed in a human being in politics as I am in Tom Massie. I largely stayed out of that race and make too many comments on it because the people of Kentucky will choose who they want. If they want Tom Massie, I'm not a resident of that district. I live in Florida. You pick who you want. Got his opponent coming on in just a little bit, about an hour. We'll ask some questions about some issues that matter to you, constitutional carry, Iran, NATO. However, when I got up there in that position, I could not believe what a fraud this guy was.
Couldn't believe what a fraud.
I mean, like an epic level fraud. Whatever you think of this guy, I'm telling you. I have no dog in the fight. I supported him.
Pause it.
He is an absolute.
I got no dog in the fight. You're about to have his political opponent campaigning against him on the show. You're about to do an hour-long glazing session where you lick every crevice and orifice on his body in order to prepare him for the viewing public, in order to prepare him to win an election. Sorry to be so gross, but that's what Bongino does. He engages in tongue baths, and he engages in popcorn throwing. That's what he does. He licks him down, and then he throws some popcorn on him once he's done. That's Dan Bongino. I mean, you're a grifter and a fraud. Trump alum Dan Bongino brawls with Thomas Massie. I mean, here's the thing. It's just, how tone deaf are you going to be? I guess when you look at a mirror, it just breaks. This is everything everyone's ever said about you, Dan. This is why you get confronted. You get called a pedophile protector. And then you have to crash out on Ivan Ranklin and call him Igor because you can't respond to any of the legitimate criticism. And it's the same thing we see everywhere on the internet. Literally, if you take a principled stance like Massie has, if you want the Epstein files out, if you demand into the wars, if you want actual oversight from Congress over what the executive branch is doing in these illegal wars, then you're a part of the problem. You're good on some issues, but you're a disappointment. You're a disgrace because you're not on the team. And it's just always this talk of being on the team. I'm on the team. You're on the team. We're all on the team together. They're looking into it. They're looking into it. I know I was in the administration. Show me one administration that's produced positive results for the American people. Why do we let these people come on? It's like watching an MMA fighter talk about fighting and he's like 0-317 record. That's the best example I can give. It's a football team that's never won a game. It's a baseball team that's never won an inning, but they're the people that are the experts about this system. Supposedly, I don't accept it, but you know, we got our own problems here in America. We got people running around, homeless people like crazy. We have violent extremists of many different flavors, many different factions, whatever you want to call it. Let's look at a place, and we talked about free speech earlier. We have the First Amendment here. We also have the Second Amendment. So hopefully, you know, if someone breaks in your house and intent to hurt you, you can take care of the problem yourself. You don't have to wait for the cops to come. I want to show really quick this video of London and the mass mobs in London. That's clip number one. Let's show that really quick. We got more Thomas Massey news.
They got him. Why is he staying? He should have run. Fucking idiots, bro. What? What fucking idiots. This is what happened.
Someone says, this is what capitalism does. Now, this is what mass migration does. Really looks like the England of my ancestry. You know, that's what it's always looked like. Londinistan, I've heard it called. That's called the point of no return. So whatever, cooked is what it is. Y'all should have done something about your government a long time ago. Really, instead of fighting these meaningless wars in the Middle East, we should have parked gunships around the UK, around France, around Spain when they were going to, where they did let that woman, unfortunately, kill herself with state help. The state helped murder this woman. Noiella is her name. RIP, rest in peace. May she be with Jesus Christ forever. Why don't we take care of that? Why don't we take care of the actual civil liberty problems going around the actual West that we're supposed to back, the Western civilization that we're supposed to protect? Very interesting. Now, let's go to this. These are tweets from Thomas Massey this morning. Former Capitol Hill police officer, current CIA employee Kirchhoff, was a person of interest and failed a lie detector test before the famous Blaze article was published. Looks like defamation suits. FBI Deputy Director Bongino told me he would personally finance against reporters or bust. And then we got bombshell. Former Capitol officer Shawnee Kirchhoff failed a November FBI polygraph test when asked if she placed pipe bombs on January 5th, 2021.
Dom, you're sitting U.S. representative. Please try to preserve a sliver.
Huh? Sorry. Documents still are telling me they're saying I need to do a better job in the command center. This is from Bongino.
Tom, you're sitting U.S. representative. Please try to preserve a sliver of dignity. There's an ongoing criminal trial in this case, an individual in this case, a U.S. citizen entitled to due process. Your relentless bloviating and absurd public commentary on ongoing, very serious criminal matter, which you know little to nothing about by choice, is beneath the office you hold.
When someone say we're protecting pedophiles is beneath the office of deputy director, but that's what you seem to be all about doing, Mr. Dan Bongino, Mr. Popcorn Thrower in the arena. I just want to say for people again, this is the guy that left his powerful position, left running the FBI to come back to media, and then calls people in media that criticize his ineffectiveness and really his failure at doing his job as being popcorn throwing. Well, you're also throwing popcorn in the arena, Dan. You're doing the exact same thing. And how dare you criticize people for doing that? It's bizarre you continue to claim to be a supporter of liberty and the Constitution while acting like a Soviet-era communist. You're acting like Sergeant Schultz. I know nothing. I see nothing. I hear nothing. You're acting like Hogan's Heroes. That's what you are. And it's just every accusation is a confession. It's all projection. It's all hypocrisy. This is not what we voted for. And ultimately, you're not going to have a job post-2028 because when the new post-duopoly world order comes and we start operating off 1776, freedom, liberty, the values that were there originally that were co-opted and hijacked really by the 2024 campaign, once we get back to that, there ain't gonna be room for you, Mr. Bongino. And then Thomas Bassey replies, 6 days after she failed the FBI lie detector, sorry, I'll keep the document still, you told me on the phone you would finance civil defamation cases on her behalf. That's very inappropriate for FBI deputy director. Perhaps at this point or that point, the FBI hadn't even told you, the deputy director, that she failed the polygraph. Wow. I'm going to go to the next page here.
Tom Massey is a liar, a grifter, and a fraud. Thanks, and have a good morning. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? I'm walking here. I'm walking down the street. I'm Mr. Bongino.
I'm sorry. And people with those accents, I think that they're very cool. It's just his that sounds retarded.
Tom Massey is all the tough guys in his corner.
All Dan Bongino wants to do all day is talk about other men on the internet. He's very interested in it. He's published photos of Ivan Rankin with makeup on, with wearing a bikini, wearing a muumuu, wearing these feminine outfits. It's very weird stuff, Mr. Bongino. Why would you do this publicly? Why would you clearly show that you're it's like when you're a little kid and you're like mad about something and your parents are just like, yeah, just don't worry about it. Just go away. And then like 30 minutes later, you're not mad anymore. He has like intense, frothing, psychopathic rage at anyone who's going to try to destroy his matrix. And he's Agent Smith, and he's running the program, and he's going to get Neo. I got a newsflash for you, bro. Neo's going to get you. And we all know that to be true, but you're going to want to stay tuned. I want to go ahead and read the promotion for you guys really quick, if I can find where I put it. There's a new rolling sale right now, up to 40% off NAD+. That's the phenomenal longevity ingredient that we all know about. Shilajit caps and gummies with the amazing fulvic acid, MK Ultra, which is a phenomenal nootropic mineral blend, and, of course, the great Atomic Defense formulated by Chase Geyser. Up to 35% off, up to 30% off colostrum and life force, iodine tincture, methylene blue, and methylene red. They go great together. And creatine powder, and we got that bag up there. Maybe we can get the bag up there. We got the signature Faraday bag bundle. The inventory is getting low. The bags are selling fast. You want to get it now. And I'm going to tell you really quick about the Zeolite again. Right now, if you lock it in, you can get, I believe it's $16.99. I think that's like a 72% discount. If you subscribe and save, it's a phenomenal chelator. Look at all the studies on it. Look on the research. And here's the thing. Come back to me. When we talk about the products, and we get people that call in all the time, and I love talking to people that are calling in about the products that want to know more about them. The thing is, we all have the internet. We all have PubMed. We all have resources now. If I give you a good starting point, if we can give you a good starting point for you to jump off and go find more information about, hey, like, is the Shilajit best for me? Is methylene blue best for me? Is MK Ultra best for me? Is Atomic Defense best for me? Is Power Plant best for me? It really matters based on your individual situation. And a lot of the products together are really great, really phenomenal. That's why we do the bundles. That's why we do the stacks. But it's a very basic thing. Just look up the formulas. Look up the ingredients. Look at the doses we have. You're going to see everything's efficacious. Everything's the best. Everything's tested. It's what you want when you go to buy nutritional supplements. And it keeps us on the air. When we come back, we're going to have someone, a elite alum, however you say the word, of InfoWars, Joe Biggs. I want to talk to him about his military experience, what's going on in the Iran war right now, his potential outlook on the possibility of the ground invasion and more going forward. We're also probably going to take calls at the end of the show leading into the Alex Jones show. I really appreciate all of you being here with me today. We continue to round down the news and run through the info as best as I can disseminate and do it. And I'm honored to be here in the chair with you guys every day. And it's like he says, you know, Navy, it's true. Tom Massey is all the tough guys in his corner. Maybe we are the tough guys. You know, maybe we are on the side of truth, peace, liberty, and justice. Maybe we do stand for America. Maybe we do actually stand for the red, white, and blue. Thank you for the compliment, Mr. Bongino, because all the tough guys are. All the tough ladies, too. It's not gender specific. We're all in Thomas Massey's corner. We're all in the corner of people like Joe Kent. We're all in the corner of people like Alex Jones. People that have been fighting for our values and for the liberties that we hold so dear and that we love. And I want to remind you again, the new rolling sale, up to 40% off NAD, Shilajit caps and gummies, MK Ultra and Atomic Defense, up to 35% off the colostrum and life force, up to 30% off the iodine tincture, the methylene blue tincture. We love methylene blue around here. Ask your doctor before, do your research. Methylene red tincture and creatine powder. And for limited time, as supplies last, you can get the signature Faraday bag bundle. And we got the iodine. Bestseller on the site. Bestseller for a decade plus straight. Dr. Group brought that in. Deep Earth, Nascent Crystal, Atomic Iodine means it's on the atomic table. That's what you want. Highest rated, highest form. Really good for your brain. Really good for all sorts of processes throughout the body. It's the good halogen. It's the halogen you want. Thank you so much for being here with me today. We're going to come back with Joe Biggs.
In a world where globalists, depopulationists, principalities, and powers of the air have been adding, spraying, and inundating humans with heavy metals, chemicals, and toxins, TheAlexJonesStore.com would like to introduce a new way to remove them from your body from the inside out. Introducing Zeolite. Zeolites are a group of crystal-like porous minerals that are found where molten stone meets water. From the Greek zeo, to boil, and lithos, or light, meaning stone, this unique network of tiny little holes and channels found in zeolite absorb and remove harmful substances like heavy metals, chemicals, and other toxins. So don't delay. Start the process of removing unwanted toxins from your body and put some skin in the game of the info war today by going to TheAlexJonesStore.com and picking up a bottle of Zeolite.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Fertilizer Pharma Shock is a compounding crisis that ties energy choke points directly to crop yields and medicine supplies in a chain reaction Washington refuses to acknowledge.
And just think about this. They have no Navy. They have no military. They have no nothing. They're losing. They admit they're losing. They're begging to make a deal.
Iran's closure of the Strait of Hormuz has halted roughly one-third of global seaborne fertilizer trade and nearly half the world's urea, the critical nitrogen source for crop growth.
The U.S. is a net exporter of fertilizer, but we have big fertilizer problems in the United States because, remember, even if you're exporting it, and the price has gone up. So if you're from Iowa, where I'm from, You're paying a lot more for fertilizer this planting season, assuming you didn't buy it ahead of time, which, by the way, most of the farmers didn't. They've been in a little bit of a tight squeeze. Often they buy input seed and fertilizer prior to a year in advance of planting. Well, this year they didn't. So they're buying it basically not forward, but buying it on the spot market.
Urea prices from the Middle East have surged from under $500 per metric ton to around $700 or higher, with overall fertilizer costs up more than 50% year over year. Spring wheat planting could hit the lowest levels since 1970.
Setting the table on farmers is they were in bad shape prior to the war financially. They were getting squeezed. So as a result, they didn't do what they often do, and that's buy their inputs forward, buy them a year in advance.
Oh, wow. So they did that. They did that even before the crisis we're facing right now.
Yes.
Russia has suspended ammonium nitrate exports. China has restricted key blends to protect domestic prices, and India faces gas shortages threatening its urea output. With 318 million people already in acute hunger, analysts warn another 45 million could slide into crisis if disruptions last beyond June. Layer on the pharmaceutical strike, Iranian missiles hit Israel's Neot Hovav industrial zone, home to Teva Pharmaceutical, the world's largest generic drug maker, and Adama Chemical Facilities. Teva supplies affordable generics for cancer, heart, respiratory, and neurological treatments relied on by hospitals worldwide, especially in third world nations. Pre-existing shortages were already severe. Prices will rise, access will tighten, and chronic patients could face rationing or expensive switches in the months ahead. Iran's closure stranded Qatar's North Field output 33% of global helium. That also left 200 cryogenic helium containers at risk of total boil-off within weeks. No helium means no chips for AI GPUs or data centers, while India's 70,000 MRI machines and semiconductor memory supplies face immediate pressure. Jet fuel has at least doubled in the U.S., with airlines warning of dry inventories, cancellations, and rerouting, while diesel tightness grips Australia and South Korea, prompting wartime economic measures.
Chanju, what is the South Korean government doing to address all of these problems?
They've launched a full-scale emergency economic response involving the offices of the president, the prime minister, and more. They're also looking to pass a war supplementary budget, and they're urging the public to conserve energy.
The just-in-time global system that was built on cheap energy, fragile choke points, and the illusion of endless efficiency has had its table flipped over. Stock what you reasonably can, demand real domestic resilience over globalist fantasies, and build tolerance for uncomfortable truths that are imminent. John Bound, reporting for InfoWars.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive. The two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with Rex Jones. Watch it live right now at band.video.
You know, I'm thinking about modern human civilization right now and how easy we have it because men used to sail on ships in a hard tack for months. People used to go along the Silk Road. People used to sail along the Horn of Africa and get smashed in giant waves and still survive. I mean, Magellan and his crew literally went around the entire world. They circumnavigated the entire planet. And I sit here today and I'm running my business as well as also doing a show and I'm a little stressed out about bills and things happening in life. And you just got to remind yourself, the ancestors, the people that came before us, people that went through all these hard things, the giants that's shoulders that we stand on today, if they could do it, if they could battle through lead poisoning, vitamin mineral deficiencies, whatever, if they're able to power through and create a better future, we can do the same thing as well. We've really gotten soft and decadent. I need to do better. We all need to do better. I just want to give that message of self-improvement. We can defeat the enemy. Now, I want to get into some breaking news, and I'm going to take calls here in a second. Joe Biggs, I believe, he's okay. I've confirmed with him that he's all right, but he got into a fender bender, let's call it. I don't think he's going to be joining us here at the start of the hour. I'm going to read this break. Breaking news to you after I read out the phone number. I want to hear what you thought of Trump's speech last night. If you want to call 1-877-789-2539, that's 1-877-789-2539. If you want to call in, you want to tell me about how you thought the speech went, call 1-877-789-2539. Now, I'll get the document straight. Overhead shot, please.
Trump polled advisors about replacing Tulsi Gabbard as intelligence chief. This is breaking this morning. Donald Trump has privately asked cabinet members in recent weeks whether he should replace his director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, venting frustration that she shielded a former deputy who undercut his rationale for war with Iran, including two people briefed on the discussions. Okay, it is not clear that Trump will actually fire Gabbard over the episode. Currently, there is no standout candidate to take the job, and advisors have cautioned that creating a high-profile vacancy before a successor is ready could cause unhelpful political distractions. Let's talk about her job. So I always get it messed up. I always say DIA. She's the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence. What Tulsi Gabbard's job is to take all of the data from the various intelligence agencies, foreign and domestic, and then to present a report to the president about the most current, the most factual, the most top secret, ultimately, of information. Right? That you'd say that's a very important job. You know, why hasn't she been more active? Why don't we see more of her? Well, at the very beginning, Trump made it clear that she was to be sidelined and that John Ratcliffe, the CIA head, was to be prioritized in all decision makings. That's the guy that briefs and backs Trump. That's the guy that we see literally nut in his pants when he hears that Trump is about to pass another weapons package to Ukraine. That's the guy Trump listens to. Joe Kent, of course, working directly under Tulsi Gabbard as the second in command over at the DNI. He, of course, leaves on principle. He has to resign because of the war. And Tulsi Gabbard literally sold T-shirts. See if we can find this on Twitter. She sold T-shirts for $40 that said no war with Iran. And she's come out and given CIA intelligence briefings where she says in Congress, she goes, look, here's the deal. You need to listen to what I got to say right now. Oh, look at this real quick. No war with Iran. Get our troops out of Iraq and Syria now. She literally sold the T-shirt. So I don't want to hear about being a popcorn thrower from Dan Bongino. I don't want to hear about these people can't be criticized. What is this? What is this? You're going to sell people something? You're going to profit? You're going to grift? That's the definition of grift. People say that we grift for selling a supplement. People say we're selling a physical product that people take and get benefits from. People call us grifters. She's selling you the idea of something that she is actively working against or is quiet about in the administration today. Think about that for a second and think about this. This is the other half to consider. It's never good enough. Okay. She can come out and she can say, well, you know, the president made his decision. I support the president. That's not enough. You have to say the president's mission is divine. It's been given to him by God and we back it 100%. You have to be in the cult because she's been incredibly subservient and positive towards the administration, towards this war ultimately by not speaking up about it. It's still not good enough. I'll go back to the article, but Trump's discussion marked an ominous development for Gabbard, given the president tends to pull his advisors when he starts to seriously consider whether a personnel change is necessary. The two people spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss private conversations. Trump's doubts about Gabbard followed her testimony at the worldwide threats hearing on Capitol Hill last month, where she declined to. At the worldwide threat hearing on Capitol Hill, you have to condemn the person like it's a Salem witch trial. We condemn you. We condemn you, Joe Kent. Your wife died at war fighting for America. You did 11 combat deployments. You're like a central casting, perfect guy, basically military, CIA intel, like archetype. Like that's literally the dude. And you go, that guy's scum. That guy that fought for his country is trash. You must condemn him. Now, I mean, her refusal to condemn him is enough for her to get potentially probably cut from this administration. I think we've all known that this has been coming for quite some time. Asked on Sunday whether Trump still had confidence in Gabbard's leadership, he said, yeah, sure. Another great line from the peace president. Yeah, sure. Trump told reporters aboard Air Force One, I mean, she's a little bit different in her thought process than me. She doesn't want to kill everybody, but does it make somebody not available to serve as long as I do what I say? In a statement, White House spokesperson Stephen Chung defended Gabbard's tenure. As President Trump just said in his remarks, he has confidence in Director Gabbard and the tireless work she is doing. Little nicotine pouch there. Tireless work she is doing. He has assembled the most talented and impactful cabinet ever, and they have collectively delivered historic victories on behalf of the American people. All right, now we also got this. This is from yesterday. It's April 1. Maybe it's April Fool's. We hope it's not April Fool's. Trump has discussed firing Attorney General Pam Bondi. President Trump has discussed firing Attorney General Pam Bondi in recent days as he grows frustrated with her leadership. Oh, we're all frustrated with her leadership. It's not just you, Trump. as he was frustrated with her leadership at the Justice Department and her handling of the Epstein files, according to four people familiar with the conversations. Mr. Trump has floated the idea of replacing Ms. Bondi with Lee Zeldin, the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, the people said. They spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss private deliberations by the president. Mr. Trump has not made a final decision, and Mrs. Bondi's allies pointed to photos of her and the president. It's like, we're on the next photo op. We're in the latest photo op. We can never be fired. He'll cut and run instantly from me. We watch that all the time in the first administration. So if you know Trump, you know what's happening. He says Pam Bondi's wonderful and is doing a good job. That basically means you're fired. So we're going to see what happens. I want to go to your calls. Can we see what's on the board today? I want to see who's calling. I want to see who's calling into the morning show with Rex Jones, American Journal. All right, we got Bart in Georgia on the board. I want to remind people the number to call in. It's 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Thank you very much. Bart in Georgia, what's on your mind? What do you think about that speech?
It's just delusional garbage. No matter what Trump says, he can't sell me on this war. It's gone
right
way further than he was claiming. But I think the true intention, although delusional, is that Trump is hoping that we're going to take control of the oil and have it sold in U.S. dollars, because they're only selling about 10% of their oil now. If he were to jack that up to 100% and sell it in U.S. dollars, it's keep this false fiat currency running.
Right.
And that's the true intention. And that's what the wars are all about. And we're going to lose because we're intending to lose, like
sure.
I discussed with you the last time.
Yeah. The thing that they'll tell you, Bart, is that, oh, no, wait, it's all going to be figured out. It's going to be over soon. They're looking into things. The team is working on it. And for people like us, I mean, for me, the red line that was crossed on day one was the blowing up of the school and the war crime of that and the killing of 180 little girls and their teachers. And you'll talk to people about this online, or you'll see them give a commentary. Like I played that guy earlier, Adam Sosnick, running cover for the administration. And he comes after Dave Smith and he says, you think the American military is the biggest terrorist organization in the world? I say, what more proof do you need? How do you feel about that?
I agree. You know, they didn't call them baby killers in Vietnam for nothing. I know most of those guys were honest, but there was enough of them doing bad stuff.
Sure, but it's about the leadership. And that's the thing. They act like they're talking about the troops. The troops didn't make the decision to go do this. Just like, you know, a pen doesn't decide to write or a knife doesn't decide to stab. It's the leadership. And they act like the leadership can't be blamed, like you're attacking the soldiers.
Yeah, yes, sir. You're absolutely right. I just want to point out this shortage of gasoline has ruined my favorite vacation spot of Thailand. You can no longer get a taxi cab from Bangkok to any tourist area because they can't get fuel and fear they won't be able to get back.
Wow. Oh, you got unprofessional alert. My bad. I got an Amber alert going off on my phone. How do I turn that off? Okay. I apologize. They're gonna kill me back there in the production area. Yeah, I mean, the global impact on areas that aren't America, aren't a place that's energy independent like us. I mean, just you think about the impact around the world and how much this is going to make people around the world dislike us. This is why I feel like our government defames us. Do you feel like our government defames us by doing stuff like this in our name?
Yeah, they make us look really bad around the world. We need to get all of our troops everywhere and bring them home and put them on the border and fight this war on drugs. That's one war I truly believe in, getting rid of this fentanyl and these drug cartels. That's a war I believe in, instead of the stupid stuff in the Middle East that never ends.
Indeed. Thank you for your call, Bart in Georgia. Call back in anytime. Let's go to Van in Phoenix. He says the speech was terrible. Your thoughts? That's going to be caller number two. That's Van in Phoenix.
Hey, good morning, Rex. Yeah, the speech last night was horrible. I don't know. I've fallen off the Trump train and nothing's making sense anymore. He's been talking out of both sides of his mouth. He's been endorsing horrible candidates. There's a guy out here who is a former NFL kicker named Jay Feely. He's endorsing Jay Feely. And right the day before the election, Jay Feely was taking pictures with Bill Clinton. Jay Feely gives speeches at CGI for the Clinton Foundation. He was in Haiti. It's like, what were you doing in Haiti? Well, yeah, Trump, and Turning Point USA is backing this guy.
There is an actual Freedom Caucus candidate. The guy's, you know, it's there's another candidate for congressional district number one in Arizona that is just above and beyond. His name's Joseph Chaplick. He's a Freedom Caucus guy, Catholic, okay? But Trump wants to support Jay Feely, who's friends with the Clintons, who, you know, is giving speeches at CGI, who's in Haiti with the Clintons, who, right, you know, he's a gun grabber. He's anti-gun. Yeah. He's liberal on guns. It's like, what are you doing, Trump? I'm the so only disappointed thing, the in only, the Trump administration.
The only thing these people are, quote-unquote, conservative about is conserving greater Israel. And that's the one campaign position. All these people are anti-gun. They're anti-First Amendment. I mean, look at that Mark Wayne Mullen. That guy was trying to get rid of free speech in America, trying to pass that IAEA definition of anti-Semitism. Here's the thing. You're talking about this, and I identify with it heavily because, like you're saying, I fell off the Trump train. I also fell off the Trump train, but that's because we didn't leave him. He left us. It's a very key thing to keep in mind. But we're actually given a great gift in this time, and the great gift is that we get to divorce ourselves from the cult of personality, and we get to actually focus on the issues, which is always what InfoWars was about. And how I define that beyond any other thing right now is being anti-war. Period. That's our one position. Everything else is downstream of that. And the pedophile issue, of course, is all wrapped into one because only they would be able to put us into these endless wars with no remorse. We've got to identify a new political platform moving forward that isn't dependent on a cult of personality. Your thoughts?
No, my totally agreed, Rex. We have a political problem right now that I don't think we can solve this with politics at this point. I'm sorry to say, I'm not encouraging violence. I'm just saying it has gone so far off the rail. It has gone so far over for Israel. It's like if people want to keep voting to have a nuclear war with Iran and supporting Israel and sending them money every 6 months and whatever BB needs, you know, vote for Jay Feely in Arizona, congressional district number one. You'll get war. You'll get your guns taken. You'll get, you know, everything about Israel. Who cares about Americans? Who cares about anything to do with Americans? It doesn't matter. I'm so tired of it, Rex.
I know.
I'm sick and tired of it. This is what we need to do on our side. We need to call out these candidates that are running that are horrible. We need to get the dirt on them. We need to understand who they are, and we need to just sound the alarm because InfoWars and Alex Jones, you guys are huge right now, and you guys are bigger than you've ever been. You guys have more of an influence, and I say let's use that influence to not let these horrible candidates like Jay Feely in Congressional District number one get elected so it's more of the same. Please, we need to do everything we can. I mean, if we're only going to vote for based Catholics, then let's go with based Catholics. I'm tired of these Christian Zionist church people in Arizona.
No. You're being very racist right now. We don't accept it. You must vote for Lindsey Graham. I mean, he endorses the warmonger chicken hawk bubble wand merchant.
Do I need to put on a Mickey Mouse outfit too and
maybe
bend over for him?
If it's blue and white, if it's the color of the Israeli flag, maybe they'll listen to you. I really appreciate your call, Van. Call back in anytime. Let's go to Jeff in Pennsylvania. Good website for community action.
Hi. Hello.
Howdy.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Nice question.
Whether to sneeze there.
Oh, all right. Bless you if you sneeze.
Thank you.
Bottom line with the speech last night, it is what it is. My thing, I love listening to you guys and listening to you for well over 15 years, but I think there's other websites out there and nobody's talking about this. Has anybody listened to Promethean Action? They approach this a whole weird different way, and I don't know if this is another Q kind of thing going on or what. So that's really what I need to know, what other people think of.
Interesting.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about. What's that website?
It's called Promethean Action.
Okay. Well, thank you. We'll look into that. Thank you, Jeff, in Pennsylvania. Let's go to Drew in Colorado. When did Trump change spiritually in your mind?
Well, how you doing, Rex?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Weather in a storm. Nice. Cruising on through.
Oh, good. Nice to finally speak to you. I'm a longtime listener. First time actually getting on.
Awesome.
I have a plug that I would like bigly to look back into. I used to get, I still get vitamin mineral fusion, but I used to get fizzy magnesium.
Yes.
And I would mix those two together, and it was badass. So yes. If Bigley's listening, can I please get some more magnesium? I love it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's why I put magnesium in the methyl drive. Magnesium is so critical. It's responsible for over 300 enzymatic processes throughout the body. Fizzy Magnesium was an incredible product. It's one of many things I hope to bring back. I want people, here's the thing. If you want these products, call Bigley up. Tell them that you want me to work on them. And that the serious.
I do, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it, bro. That's the way to affect change. I want to make so many cool things for you guys. I want to bring the classic products back. It means a lot to me, growing up here because I was damn proud and still am damn proud of every single thing that we've created here and especially the products that we've given you guys. Just incredible stuff. And thank you so much for the support.
Absolutely. Not only are they beneficial and nutritious, they're delicious.
Yes.
You know, that fizzy magnesium was bubbly and it was effervescent and it was just some good stuff. So I hope that comes back.
Yes, I'm gonna make a note right now. Every time I'm in here, I write down something on a piece of paper that I take it with me. Fizzy magnesium.
Yeah.
Reboot.
It's good stuff.
No, dude, 100%. Thank you so much. Is there anything you want to say? You want to talk about Trump a little bit here?
Yeah. I tried really hard to get on with Alex yesterday and JT here. I personally think I noticed in my heart, in my soul, that Trump literally started to change his ways when he got jabbed the last time on live TV.
A lot of people saying that. Yep.
Yeah, I feel that he's been injected with something evil, controlling, and it's tearing apart the world, not only just America, but it's destroying the world.
Yes. Yeah, here's the thing. I think that's more likely than them all being buddy-buddy friends that are trying to save the world. And here's the thing. I did conspiracy talks with Anthony Graffia last night, and we disagree on certain topics. He thinks it's all kind of been, like, preordained. Trump was always set up to be in this role. I think he more got kind of browbeaten and broken into kind of being a beast of burden for this agenda that he pushes nowadays. I do think at one point in time he was legitimate. I do truly believe that still, even now, and I do truly view him as a Darth Vader figure, but something definitely changed. And it's
absolutely.
You can point at Butler, Pennsylvania. You can point at the COVID vaccine, the public injection. You can look at all of it. It's just these very weird, almost ritualistic events that happen, and we witness just a complete 180 on positions. Thank you, Drew in Colorado. Let's go to Aaron in Tucson. We got Arizona people today. Arizona show. Aaron in Tucson, caller number 5. What's on your mind?
Hi, good morning, Rex. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great.
Wonderful. I'm calling about Trump's speech. After hearing it, I can't help but feel utterly black-pilled. And our one dude who we thought was going to give us a true American renaissance has failed us. And as I look across the political landscape, I don't really see many faces that will help us besides
Let me come in here, and I want to let you continue to make your point, and you're absolutely free to after I break this down here. Here's the thing. The reason why it gets so blackpilling, it's so terrible, is not because of that man. It's because of what that man represented, and we got to realize it's the values of 1776, of America First, of what MAGA actually meant to us. That's what we have to bring forward. That's the white pill I want to give you, and yes, it is blackpilling to realize that nobody's coming to save us, but we also need to realize in that we get to be our own hero as well.
I couldn't agree more, man. I'm a Messianic Jew. I converted to Christianity when I was 14, and I have not been stronger in my faith since this last year. I'm 30 years old. I recently became a father. My son's just turned 1 year old, and I'm just terrified of the future that my boy gets to grow up in.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're not going to let them create that world. It starts with everybody on the ground level rejecting it and coming out against it strongly. And literally it's about being the crazy person now, because you're not the crazy person anymore. We're in global war. Go talk to people. Go talk to people that you're next to on the street. It doesn't matter. We got to wake people up. And I think that's what you've realized. Anything you want to say in closing?
Yes, sir. We're out here trying to save souls. Don't forget the bigger picture, man.
Absolutely. Everything goes back to Jesus Christ, the living God, the fulfillment of the Old Testament, of course. He's the person that saves us. He died on the cross for our sins. And this is something that our politicians ignore and that they don't even really talk about. Or if they talk about it, it's in service of their political agenda, and they want to tie it to something, and they want to make you identify Christ with people doing wars. Christ is the peacemaker, okay? Christ said the meek will inherit the earth. Christ said, you know, better for those that cause little ones that believe in me to stumble, to have a millstone tied around their neck and to be dropped into the deepest ocean. And I can't think of any better example of that in action right now besides the Epstein files and the war. Thank you so much for your call, Aaron. Really appreciate it. We got 1 minute left here. I'm going to go ahead and close it out myself, and we're going to go back to callers in the next segment. Maybe Joe Biggs will join us. Maybe he won't. Really appreciate you all being here with me today. I'm going to go ahead and read out the promotion again. There is a new rolling sale up to 40% off NAD Plus, the longevity molecule, super powerful. We all know about it. New powerful addition to the AlexJonesStore.com. We got the Shilajit caps and gummies with the incredibly powerful fulvic acid, MK Ultra atomic defense, colostrum and life force up to 30% off, iodine tincture, methylene blue tincture, methylene red tincture, and creatine powder. And we got the signature bag, the bundle that's going away soon. You're going to want to subscribe and save. You're going to want to get the iodine. You're going to want to get the methylene blue, the power drive bundle, the Shilajit, like I described before. All these products are amazing. Do your own research on them and help keep us alive in the fight, in the information war. Get what you need at the prices that you deserve at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm honored to be here with you. We're going to close it out with calls. We got the great, the one and only Alex Jones coming up at 11 a.m. You're going to want to be here 11 a.m. Alex Jones, stay with us.
The big health guy, you're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. I've given this to 500 people. Only 3 people didn't feel it right away. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, when I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. It doesn't work. Tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
Personally, I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. I was telling you, I've had a little bit of a cold for the past few days, under-rested. It felt like my brain was working at 50% capacity, just felt slow. And now, what's it been, a half hour or so, it feels like I'm back up to 80%. So yeah, that's my experience. Feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them.
You and be honest, I know you will be, because we're always trying to find a better methylene blue. If you've got one that's better, you said you've taken it before. Did you feel the same thing with the other methylene blue?
No, with other ones I've tried, I didn't have a perceptible difference. Yeah, didn't notice anything.
Well, I got to tell you, Bigly, I said, go find me the best. They said, this place doesn't sell it to people. They sell it for medical dyes for arteries, instead of like iodine, radioactive iodine. They use this for tracking blood clots or something. And I said, okay, great. So you got to deal with them? I said, well, let me get it. And I'd taken a bunch of different brands before. It didn't really do much. I was like, when I did it. And I was like, so they hit a home run with this. So you're saying you've taken, we didn't talk about this beforehand. We just asked you. You've taken others before, though, did not feel like this.
Yeah, that's true. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it.
Yeah, my understanding of, you mentioned this, methylene blues, they're not all created equal. Some, I believe, are like a fish aquarium grade.
Yeah.
But they sell it to humans. So what you found, I'm stoked to really.
Look, I love Bigly. Their rule is go out and get the best. Most of our products are private label. It's already top rated. So I said, get the best methylene blue. So I think we've got the best. JP's here doesn't even know this backstory that you all know. You just saw what just happened to him. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive. the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly, with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high-quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom. That's what the American Journal, that's what the entire InfoWars network is about. And I'm so proud to be a network man. I'm so proud to be a company guy because we are the best. We are Americana. We are the tip of the spear. And that's purely because of the viewers and listeners like you, which is why I'm so excited to take more of your calls as we close things out going here into the Alex Jones Show. But I want to break news. And when you guys handed me the articles before, when the crew handed me the articles, I saw the Bondi thing, I saw the Gabbard thing, and I was like, oh, it's vague, it is what it is. Apparently, and this is from Semaphore, this is from a Singapore news source, but apparently this has backing to it. We'll get into the sources here in a second. Trump has told Bondi her time as attorney general is almost up. President Donald Trump has informed Pam Bondi that her time as his attorney general is nearing the end. Multiple sources familiar with the situation told Semaphore Trump has not yet made a formal announcement of Bondi's replacement, but one is expected soon. As is typical, the sources noted that Trump can also change his mind. Taco Trump, Trump always chickens out, at any time. Bondi's anticipated departure follows a tumultuous 14 months at the helm of the Justice Department with the release of files from the Jeffrey Epstein investigation. Uh-oh, we don't talk about that. Becoming a constant thorn in her side in recent weeks, long-simmering frustration among Republicans was over the chaotic release of files resulted in a bipartisan congressional subpoena, and Trump lost confidence in her leadership. Well, I mean, he set her up to fail. What else does he expect? We want to act like these things happen in a vacuum, like they're fighting each other. They're on the same team. She works for him directly. She's appointed by him, so just, all right. And like I said, this means you're getting fired. Attorney General Pam Bondi is a wonderful person and she's doing a great job. That's what Trump says in a statement to Semaphore on Thursday morning. Trump has also spoken with senior officials on who would be best to replace her. So this means fired. L-O-L. A little bit of L there. Got it. Rip Bozo up here at the top. She's Bozo, RIP her. It's unclear what role Bondi may find herself in next. Dog catcher, carnival, ride operator, who knows? Trump has a habit of shifting ousted appointees into other roles, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, that's actually a good point. Last year, his then national security advisor was shifted into the role of United Nations ambassador after getting pushed out from a reporter inadvertently being added to a Signal chat about sensitive military operations. Mike Walls pretty much opened, this is speculation, I'll defend myself here with that clarification, but pretty much, in my view, an Israeli agent, he gets caught leaking sensitive information to a reporter, adding a reporter to the group chat about, I believe, the military operations that Hegseth was doing in Yemen that they were all involved in. Gets moved from being the national security advisor to being the ambassador to the UN. So Trump just plays the shell game and shovels people around. A DOJ spokesperson referred to Semaphore to the White House in response to a request to comment. Okay, so that's a big deal. All right, we got someone online that disagrees with our take of being anti-war and criticizing Trump on the issues, on the ideology. Jack in the Carolinas, you're on the air. Tell me about Trump.
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I appreciate you taking my call. Listen, here's the thing, and let's cut straight to the point. Okay. When I listen to your show and I listen to Alex Jones, I'm hearing Democrat, I'm hearing left wing, I'm hearing sissified men. Like I told your screener there, when I got a buddy at the bar and he gets into a fight, if it takes it, I'm getting my ass whooped too. Trump killed 50 of those throat cutters over there. It's threatened and destroyed America for 50 years, 40 or 50, whatever it was. I run a company. I'm paying out the yin-yang for diesel right now, and I'm glad to pay it. I'm going to tell you why. We killed those bastards. Why are you turning on Trump now? Did Alex Jones, did he take the $50 million? Let me ask you this. Are y'all humping the gay frogs?
All right, I'm going to answer your question now.
Please, big dog.
Stopped on day one when Trump engaged in the heinous terroristic double-tap attack on the Iranian school, which killed 180 schoolgirls and their teachers, burned them alive in a double-tap attack that we then claimed we didn't do, but now it's come out that we did do it. Your thoughts on that?
That on purpose, right? Trump done it on purpose?
Doesn't matter. It's an illegal war of aggression.
It does matter. It does matter. Shit happens. It does matter.
No, it's an illegal war of aggression, sir. We're engaged in war crimes, okay? Just because you say things happen at war, this is a war crime. Do you understand that?
Which side are you on, boss man?
I'm on the side of humanity. I'm on the side of little kids who got burned in that school.
You're one of them highly educated, sophisticated guys, right? You and Alex Jones.
No, I'm just sitting here. I know what's going on in the world.
You're a hippie. You're a left winger. You're a Democrat. That's what you turned into.
Yeah, that's what we turned into. Right. Why did you support Trump? Was it about being anti-war America first? You realize we put Israel first, right? Are you a fan of that?
Well, yes, I am, and let me tell you why. Without Israel, now, say what you
want
to
say. Wait, MAGA? You're Israel great
answer?
Again? You're
are
real MAGA?
Are you going to let me answer?
Real MAGA
are you
roll call?
Let me answer? You going to let me answer?
Wait, no, but are you MAGA, though? Are you make Israel great again? Are you a real MAGA? We got a real MAGA on the line?
Are you going to let me answer, or are you going to keep talking? America is only great because of Genesis 12, 2, and 3. And that's the truth.
So you're in a theocracy. You're in a theocracy. You're in a cult.
There's plenty of things here you can add to it. It just ain't fact.
That's right. I love
man.
Trump.
Okay. Well, who are you going to vote for?
Who am I going to vote for? Probably Massey or Rand Paul. Probably someone that actually stands by their convictions.
Come on, Rand Paul. Well, he's sophisticated. Let me tell you something. Rand Paul is a joke, and he's been so good. That's why he got no vote. That's why nobody wants him. And you would vote for him. You're like a crazed woman. You're a disgrace.
So you're happy to pay more in diesel. You're happy to pay more in diesel costs because of the war.
Let me tell you something. You asked me a question. You can let me answer it.
Go ahead.
To kill those Muslim throat cutters, I'd gladly pay double. Hell yeah. My buddy Trump is in a fight. I'm in a goddamn fight. I'm ready to get my ass kicked too. Hell yeah. You goddamn right. America first, you motherfucker. Now, what do you want to say about that?
I laugh at it openly. You're in a cult. You worship Trump, who's betrayed you at every step of the way, and he's literally actively raping you, and you're thanking him. You're bending over more. That's what I think right now. But this is incredible.
Alex Jones. Alex, you're a fucking pussy.
It's my middle name, I guess, Alex. It's Rex you're talking to, man. Do you know that? Frogs.
Right?
Gay frogs. I'm sorry.
Vote for that nappy-headed, goofy, stupid thing. It got no votes.
Okay, I don't know what that means.
Grandpa. Well, you're a piss-poor joke.
Are you a troll? Are you for real? Are you using an emulator now?
Dude.
I guess this is why we're at war. This is why we have to bat genocide. We got brain-dead neurons.
The same damn way. Remember this. People like me, when we got friends, we got friends. We don't abandon them. I'm not out like Alex Jones talking about Trump's legs are swelling up and all this other bullshit. I'm for Trump 100% because he's for America 100%.
But he's not your friend. He's your public servant. He works for you. Do you understand?
You're in a
relationship with him. He's your boyfriend, perhaps.
Wrong.
Is he your
that's
boyfriend?
You're
is Trump your boyfriend?
Wrong.
Are you dating him right now?
That's who you're wrong. Well, you're dating the gay frogs. You want to jack off Alex Jones, you homo.
That's a bit weird. You know, father-son relationship there. That's a bit
odd.
Why
are you doing it? Why are you doing it? That's what I want to know.
Why am I doing what? I hate seeing little kids die. I'm anti-war. I'm disgusted at the betrayal of Trump.
Here's the thing about it. I do, too. I'm for children 100%. And that's why we need to stop abortion. We need to stop these pedophiles. Okay, we need to stop
the Epstein file. What happened to the Epstein file? No. You do the tap dance, you jump around, you do the gay frog thing, whatever. What about the Epstein files? How did Trump handle that in your view?
Well, you might have me there because I don't know enough about it. I really don't. If he is dead, they should have cut his throat before they hung him. If he is dead,
We can agree
on one thing, maybe. All right. Maybe that's a positive that can come out of this. All right, man. I just, we're going to have to agree to disagree. This is the thing. I feel like I'm arguing on the issues here. See, I was here in this studio when I was 8 years old, man, arguing about the same things. My first video ever was on the United States funding terrorism. That's what I think we're engaged in now. I view Israel as a terrorist state. Do you think that they've committed genocide in Palestine?
Thank God for Trump. Let me tell you something. I love children. That's innocent. When you get an abortion, that's innocent blood.
What does it have to do with the war? No. What does it have to do with the war? What does it have to do with Trump? Right now, stop tap dancing. Down.
Talk to me. Ask me a question. I'm listening.
Why do you support war and genocide?
Why do I support war? I don't really support war, but let me tell you
that's
why
not
I do
true. You just
war.
Said you're well, happy that those Muzzy okay, terrorists are getting their throats slit or whatever you said. No. You're doing the tap dance. You're lying
war.
On air live. Everyone can see it.
I support war. You got my word on it. I support the war. I support killing our enemies. I support killing our enemies. Yes, sir. I do.
Why are they our enemies?
It makes America great again, okay? And let me tell you something. Why should we not support Trump on killing these Muslim pigs? And that's what they are.
Because they're humans and they deserve a right to live, and you're dehumanizing
trash.
Them. You're being racist. You know what? You're scum. You're scum,
hell.
Man. I got to say, you're absolute filth. Get him off my screen. Get him off my call. He's calling an entire group of people over there, even if they have different belief system, even if you don't like them, they're human beings. They were created by God. They all have an eternal soul. This is why we're in these wars. It's because we got these ancient old boomers and Gen X types out in the woods or in the nursing homes that have been propagandized by Fox News for just decades, decades, decades straight. CNN, MSNBC, it's all the same thing. Left or right, these uniparty chuds, they all support endless murder and death in the Middle East. He says, I'm glad they're doing it. He says, MAGA means death, basically. MAGA means killing the enemy. Well, why are they the enemy? Are you sure they're the enemy? Are they the enemy because the people over in Israel or the people over in our government that want endless war and make money off it have convinced us of that? I mean, I laid it out for him. I said, we blew up a school. We killed 180 little kids and their teachers. I'm going to keep saying over and over again, even though it makes me sick. He thinks it's good. He calls them all pigs. That's literally what he said on the call. Disgusting. Let's go to O'Brien in what state is that? Maryland. It's an audio quality issue. Do we have you? All right, we're going to move on. Let's go to Don in Washington State. Is Trump a clone? Is he a clone?
Hey, Rex, can you hear me okay?
Can hear you great.
Okay, cool. Hey, I'm out here in the tent because of Trump's decisions, guy. And, yeah, I'm asking, think of the island. And maybe Trump's connected with Epstein because of cloning and not sex because they can't find anything on that. What if they looked into cloning?
Well, Azora Ranch is notorious for that. Go ahead.
I know. And also, the nanobots. Look in the nanobots with nanotechnology. He's taken, I've heard, 5 COVID shots. I watched a documentary once that stated that the nanobots, they could drive you around like, literally, it takes control of you. You could be driven around. So it's, in my opinion, I'm also known as Epo Bear. I normally stream you guys 24/7, but
thank you.
I'm, like I said, I'm out here in a tent right now. And when I have a generator going, I do come up and I do stream you guys live, or try to. But I'm over on, if you want to get red-pilled, by the way, I'm over on pilled.net on the foxhole. I'm known as InfoBear. I stream you guys 24/7 over on Pilled.
Thank you.
So anyway, but I'm not trying to promote me because I'm not up right now. Like I said, I'm going to tell you, I woke up this morning with a foot of snow and my tent collapsed. So
we're praying for you, brother. We really appreciate you restreaming the show. Feel free to call back in anytime. Thank you, Don. Let's go to Saverio, a foreigner over in Italy. How are you doing? The Trump speech and the Turkey and Iran.
Hey, Rex. Pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure.
I want to add two quick things. I want you do some medication for animals, for dogs.
Okay.
Because unfortunately, I lost my dog, and I gave him my Madeline Blue, but it was too late. It was a go healthy, but after he died, because it was too late. So please do some formula for animals. Anyway, Trump is a clone. It's not him anymore. It's not him. Like, you remember they show up in TV about Jim Carrey? It's not him anymore. Trump, it's not him. He's dead or something happened. It's another person anymore. And I want you or Alex check it out about Astana in Kazakhstan. It's a very weird place. I'm going there for do some Alex Jones, he do it before your dad when he go to the Bohemia Grove. I want to go there and exploring because Astana in Kazakhstan is very weird, and Trump, he was there for promoting some money or whatever. Anyway, yeah, Trump is dead. He's not there anymore.
We can talk about whether that's literal, metaphysical, whatever the definition is. He's definitely not the same person. Something was done to him. Thank you so much for the call. We will come out with a pet formula. Don't give your pets methylene blue. Don't give them our version of it because it has a flavor matrix in it, which has vanilla in it. There are plenty of animal studies on methylene blue. You can give them, potentially talk to the vet, the doctor, whatever, but don't give them the one with the flavor matrix in it. Dogs don't need to eat vanilla extract. Thank you very much. Let's go to Texas Skeptic. How are you doing? Middle East and time East, or he wants to respond to Hillbilly.
Rex, it's good to talk to you. I think the last time I spoke to you, you were about 14 years old.
Wow.
I'm proud of you and good work. You're doing awesome.
Thank you.
I think that that Arkansas Hillbilly hasn't left his sister's bedroom. You know, he's never been to the Middle East. I've been to the Middle East. And I can tell you, those Muslims knew I was a Christian man, and they treated me with the utmost respect. We worked together, we ate together, we slept together, we played together, and there was never any issues. And that's when I became political, because I found out how much I was being lied to
right.
by these government bureaucrats getting us into these conflicts.
Right.
Just
to interject, it's so disturbing. Like the level of vitriol that guy has, he's programmed to dehumanize the enemy, just like you do in any kind of war, right? Of course, we called the Vietnamese zipperheads. We called the Germans and Russians Ivans and Krauts and whatnot. We use these terms, but you see the dehumanization. They're dirty muzzies. They're pigs. They're animals. Isn't that just anti-Christian wrong?
Absolutely, and they're calling for their death. And a lot of these talk radios, maybe they're compromised, or like we talked about, they're just—it's literally idiocracy.
Yes,
it's scary, and that's why I bought a ranch and raise goats and have water and fish and hunt because
that's the
backup plan.
Yeah,
that's the backup plan. Because when they tear this thing apart, what's going to be left after our, you know, the age group? That it's kind of a weird dynamic because the same boomers that are holding the society as we know it together are the same ones protecting the Epstein class.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
So when they die, this system's going to fall to pieces. If you go to any of these political rallies, it's all gray hairs. It's all blue hair old people.
It's a bingo hall. That's what it is.
That's all that's participating in the political system. So once that class dies, even though they are the protectors of the Epstein class, they are why society's still functioning somewhat, I don't even want to call it stable, but somewhat recognizable. This thing's going to be so unrecognizable in the next 5 to 10 years.
That's why we have to be a mountain and anchor the InfoWars values that existed before this kind of Trump haze, this kind of like Trump drug trip that we all went on. We stand for liberty. We stand for the Constitution. We're human supremacists. We believe all humans around the world deserve to be elevated and deserve rights given to them by God. That's the American standard. I think it's just we can't have these heroes. This hero worship session we engaged in with a decade straight has really hurt us more than it's helped us in the long run. And we need to realize it wasn't Trump that was special. It was our values that we imparted onto him. And he took that sword we gave him and he stuck it through our gut.
Well, and he was projecting, like you said, he was projecting our values. But did he ever believe them? Probably not. And I wanted to run this by you, Rex, see what you thought. He has been in our subconscious mind and projected into it through media since the 90s.
Yes.
You know, why me growing up a Texas kid, why am I hearing about a billionaire from New York constantly? It's almost like they were pre-programming, and that's how they manipulate us with that far of length of time. Like, we're so ignorant to how these people operate or these systems.
Right.
If they're people, I don't know, but they've been putting them into our subconscious. Now, I was a national delegate in 2016. I had never been there before, and I met a lot of Americans just like me that felt called to do something. Now, granted, for me, it was the experience in Iraq and the Middle East, and seeing how much I was lied to made me political.
And I met a lot of humans that also were upset about it. But I couldn't get over the fact, even while I'm standing in the convention hall in 2016, that our options for president were a reality TV star billionaire and Hildebeest.
Yes.
How did we? I couldn't reconcile that. And now I know why I had that gut instinct that he was playing his part to bring about with the system that's fixing to be leveled upon us.
I think what it starts with is opportunism, like knowing that the ideals that he was running on were correct and were resonating with the American people and being like, yeah, you know what? Hey, you know what? If I help people, that's great too. I'm really in it to win, but that's kind of my process. And I think over time, especially with the Russia stuff, you kind of see him get broken into congruency. You see him being made to obey, being made to be anti-Russia, being made to fund Zelensky and ultimately COVID. I mean, Operation Warp Speed is a complete indictment on Trump just as a person, everything he's ever been involved in. He pushed the poison shot that pretty much on record is confirmed to have killed and injured, you know, millions of people around the world. We know all sorts of nasty facts about this thing, like it's not, safety data is not going to be released for 98 years. It had an emergency use authorization, which meant that there's no liability, total liability protection for the people. We got young people dropping from myocarditis. We see massive increases in female heart attacks. Specifically, we see all of this, and it's the classic thing of like, well, who's the guy that ushered it in? It was him. And now I think that we kind of got warped into this position, but my co-host on my Tuesday or Wednesday show, Anthony Graffio, Conspiracy Talks, he really does believe this has all been set up pretty much since Trump's birth for him to take that position. Now, I don't necessarily agree with that, but I do think like there's definitely a greater game that we oftentimes don't see a lot of aspects of it played, but it's being played in real time really all around us. These people are kind of interchangeable. Do you see what I'm saying? Your thoughts in closing.
Well, my thoughts were he did it on Friday the 13th. The announcement to the nation was on a Friday the 13th in March 2020 when they collapsed everything. That was the announcement that shook everybody and the toilet paper disappeared, right?
Right.
I don't believe Trump was co-opted. I think he has just been a part of the design like your friend, because on January 6th, I can remember being at the Ellipse on January 6th, and they had giant projectors that kept flashing, fight, fight, fight. And I thought, that's weird. Because I'm always looking for programming, right? Your father kind of deprogrammed me to observe the Matrix for what it is, and I'm always looking for the underlying subliminals. And so it's just saying fight, 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 and all throughout the crowd you could hear people shouting, storm the Capitol, storm the Capitol. And Trump made an announcement saying he was going to walk with us to the Capitol. None of that happened. I think he's just a pawn in the machine, and the Pied Piper. He's the perfect Pied Piper. Now, how people like that retard in Arkansas still are following this Pied Piper after all the information with Epstein. So, and
all right, Tom Beach. All right, in closing, we got 3 minutes left. I want you to do just 2 minutes. Just think about the absurdity of that call and give your commentary to it, your thoughts.
It was sad because I got family members like that.
Right, me too. I know.
That you can't speak any truth into them. And they'd rather die than believe the truth. And I'm sure you know, was it Orwell who or Mark Twain who said people would rather be lied to than believe?
You told how's the truth, it go, yeah. Rick? I forget, but I know what you're saying, 100%.
They would rather be lied to than the truth hit them in the face. It's too painful. And you know, it's easy for us, Rex, because you've heard it your whole life. I've heard it the majority of mine, that we take it for granted how easy we're able to consume truth, whereas – my girlfriend, when I told her about the Twin Towers and that there was explosives, almost jumped out of my car.
Right.
It was like she was having a freak out. Like, no way. Why are you telling me this?
We've come a long way.
And she's now my wife, and we did home births, and, you know, we've come a long way, Rick. So it's really one-to-one person. You're going to talk to somebody. I'm going to do the same. And slowly but surely, truth will win out, but it is literally individual to individual, because most of these people are watching Fox News. That guy watches Fox News and consumes it as truth.
Yes. And it's about creating that human chain reaction of person to person to person, realizing that we're pro-Christian, we're pro-humanity, we're anti-war, we're all these things together. We care about our loved ones, our friends, our family, our pets, our children, everything. That's what being a human is. Being a human isn't going to these climate summits or Davos or Bilderberg and flying around and trying to run the world, because we're all going to die. We're all going to be dead in the ground anyway. Here's my message to people listening to the show right now. We only have one life, and in that life, we have the opportunity to serve Jesus. Jesus and to create a family and to make the world and society better, to build something that will be left behind and to go up to heaven when we're gone. We all need to seize that opportunity. I do a terrible job at doing that. I'm calling on myself to do a better job. Everyone out there in the audience, I really want you to just have a phenomenal day and just embody the spirit of Christ. Do unto others as you would have them do to you. And that includes political ideology. You don't have to dunk on people or to slam on people. I'm sorry I had to do that to the caller a little bit, but it's like that human chain reaction we're talking about. That guy's like a broken link in the chain where you can't communicate no matter how hard you try. Your thoughts, just 30 seconds in closing. We're about to head out.
Last comment I want to say, I was in Iraq, a piece of heavy equipment. I was working in the oil business. A piece of heavy equipment was falling towards me. I didn't see it. I was laying down. I shouldn't even been laying down, but I was. And this heavy equipment's falling. A Muslim man who doesn't speak English grabbed me by the shoulders and jerked me out of the way. They are humans. He saved my legs. I'd probably be legless if it wasn't for him. And this is who we're being told by the media and probably Israel Mossad that runs it, that we need to kill all of their enemies, not our enemies. They're not our enemies.
Yes, very, very, very powerful. We're all human. We're all created by God. We all have an eternal soul. We all deserve life, and we all deserve to be safe from war crimes. I'm calling on you right now to take action and just be better to the people in your life and be better for America. I'm going to try the same. Rex Jones, American Journal, Alex.
Let me do this. The folks at Bigley, about 7-8 months ago, came out with this top-of-the-line Faraday cage backpack with all these special pockets, super high quality. I'd previously bought a bag for myself personally like this, similar brand, for $500. The problem was they only got 500 of these. Well, guess what? They got a couple thousand of them finally in. It took 7-8 months. It's a $600 value, just the bag, for $249, but guess what comes in it? America First Faraday bag, America First Tactical Trench Knife, it's badass, America First T-shirt, MK Ultra Atomic Defense Supplements, Shilajit Gummy, Shilajit Capsules, Irish CMOS capsules, Warcry premium product, and more. And VIP members get it for $199. Also, as you can now read in the newspapers, the Texas receiver is saying he's not going to pay the rent or the bills. So you ask, when are we going to be shut down? Tomorrow? 2 weeks from now? I'm going to just wait till the lights turn off, okay? You'll probably see InfoWars go down the site. You see streaming shut down. Once we can't do it, we have the All Shows Network built at Bigley Owns, and I'm going to go over and do it there. But I'm going to ride this horse till it dies. I'm going to ride this race car till the engine blows or the wheels come off. Or I crash into the embankment. I ain't giving up. I'm riding this horse till I win or I lose. And then the media's like, oh, he's finally going to lose. Oh, yeah, all right. I am the InfoWar. Our listeners are the InfoWar. And we got a whole line. Here's the first one of a limited edition Veterans of the InfoWar t-shirts. Look at this. This is badass. And it's the troops on Iwo Jima raising the American flag with the InfoWars patch where the stars are. InfoWars lives forever. It is an amazing limited edition shirt. Look at that bad boy. And it funds this operation, but also the Alex Jones Network to keep us on the air. We need funds. We want to get more reporters back and expand. But we need your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com.